Good evening, wonderful people. Great Biafrans, wherever you are on the face of this very planet. Once again, we welcome you to Radio Biafra live transmission on this very day. Today's date is the 17th day of February in the year of our Lord, 2015. The time here now in London is 7:06 PM in the evening. It is round about the same time past 8 PM in the glorious, beloved, sceptred and blessed land of Biafra. And wherever you are around the entire 24 time zones of the world, it is my presumption that the time where you are is exactly 6 or 7 minutes past the top of the hour, which is indicative of the fact that we are live and that we are direct and the rest of humanity are listening to us. I must welcome you. This is Radio Biafra on this very day, as we have always pledged to continue the very ceaseless dissemination of the gospel of the restoration of the full sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. That is why we are here once again this evening, and this gospel must be preached. Therefore, I will say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially our brethren in the far eastern part of the world, who for some of them, their perilous condition, their circumstance dictates that they need this Biafra more than a lot of us in this part of the world. That is why they must come out. That is why they must participate. That is why they must play their full part. That is why they must do everything humanly possible to ensure that Biafra comes even in their own lifetime, that we may all go back home and build a very wonderful and scintillating civilization that will earmark, or that will highlight, the virtues, the honor, the integrity which we inhabit as a people, but which unfortunately in very recent times have appeared to have dissipated. We must welcome you. This is Radio Biafra once again. Please tell your friends and your family, tell those who are around you, tell those who are even distant, and when you speak to people, please tell them that they can join a family meeting where they are, or they can get together within their street, their village, their hamlet, to start a family meeting as quickly as possible. Every indication possible has continued to pour in to indicate quite convincingly and beyond every reproach that the effort we are making on Radio Biafra, as encapsulated in the activities of the indigenous people of Biafra, is entirely consistent with what heaven has ordained. Everybody who thinks about us, everybody, even those who have consulted divinity in one form or the other, always come back to attest to one indisputable fact, that we are honest, that we should be trusted, that anybody who has any shred of common sense will understand that the manner and style in which we preach this very gospel only points to one conclusive outcome, that Biafra will come, and will come very, very quickly. Once again, please tell those who are around you, tell them we are live and we're interactive as well. Tell them that this is Radio Biafra. Tell them that we come to them every blessed day when we can, in the morning and also in the evening, as we've been doing all through this very week. Uche Mefo, my deputy, hosts the program in the morning, and I do so in the evening. And also, all of you are listening right across this very planet. You make Radio Biafra what it is, and all of you that support us in one form, one shape or the other, we acknowledge all your help. We acknowledge those who from time to time will always continue through PayPal to support this very effort. We ask you, as you support us, to also ask other people to do the same. And as always, our lines will be open following the conclusion of our news headlines and accompanying news summary. In the same vein, our lines will open, and when these lines open, please, you will call us. And the number with which you can get hold of us this very evening is as follows. We run two numbers here, we run three applications, and we have one contact number in Biafraland. I repeat, we have two lines here in the United Kingdom, we have three applications you can contact us through, and we have one line in Biafraland, and I will take my time and patience to give them to you. It is a very good time now for you to please consult your pen and your paper, because you may need to take down these numbers. They are very, very important should you wish to participate in our interactive session, which will happen later on as night follows day, because here on Radio Biafra, we don't screen our calls. I am a believer in free speech, that people are allowed to speak their minds. I may not agree with you, but I will sure defend your right to say your mind, as one very famous American president said. This is Radio Biafra, and I must welcome you wherever you are. Tell the people that you're talking to that Radio Biafra is on CHK 97.6. Tell them that Radio Biafra is a satellite broadcaster, although we received some earlier notification from our satellite company that there is a very massive storm across West Africa. That may impact on the signal this evening, I'm not too sure. But it's for those of them listening via satellite to be able to confirm that, please. Radio Biafra is on new frequency, which is on satellite. We have not changed the latest ones we've given to people, but the previous ones from at least September, we did try to change, and we are making every effort to make sure that the new frequency is disseminated accordingly to all of you who are on satellite, because Radio Biafra, unlike any other, is a satellite broadcaster. We remain the largest indigenous broadcaster anywhere on this very planet. It is an accomplishment that is unsurpassed, because as we preaching this very gospel this evening, with the exception of television, which we are gathering the money, what we want to do is to flood the entire spectrum of media communication with Radio Biafra broadcast very, very shortly. Some people are putting heads together. Some people have promised to finance Radio Biafra on satellite television, and we are building our studios accordingly. And when we unveil that, you will know. We have piloted it. It is coming, and we are going to do so in the next coming days and weeks. That we can assure you, we will also continue with our efforts to spread this very gospel via the propagation of our FM relay stations right across Biafra land, and with the introduction also of our AM also on radio, small tiny radios that you can use to listen to us wherever you are across West Africa. All of these projects are being funded. All of these projects are being supported by people, sometimes who may not want to come publicly to say who they are, but we are very grateful to all of them for their help and their assistance towards this very effort we are making here. We must welcome each and every one of you once again. And as I said before, here are the telephone numbers with which you can contact us when our lines open for our live interactive session. Only Radio Biafra can be found on air, online, and also on satellite at the same time. I repeat, people don't know how big we are, but we have to tell them. Radio Biafra is, as we preach this very gospel this evening, on radio. We are on satellite. We are online, which means you can receive us with your simple, tiny mobile phone. You can receive Radio Biafra with your tablet. Radio Biafra can be received via your laptop. Radio Biafra can be received via your mainframe computer. Radio Biafra can be received via satellite decoder. It doesn't matter. Even if this is MyTV Strong or Soft or DST, it doesn't matter the decoder. DASAT, it doesn't really matter. As long as you have free-to-air, as long as you are willing and able to adjust your line of reception via satellite, you ought to be able to receive Radio Biafra. And we are, as I said earlier, on CHK 97.6. Not even during the brief existence of the Republic of Biafra between 67 and 70, were people all around the world able to receive this very gospel on this very famous name, Radio Biafra, which we restored, which we are also incidentally going to follow suit by restoring our country. And our march must commence this very year. We must also ask you, wherever you are, get your pen and paper ready. Tell those of them around you. Tell them that Radio Biafra, once our lines are opened, can be contacted via 0044. Some people prepare to use the digital plus you have on your calling device, +44 208 133 9976. I repeat, 0044 or 00944 if you're calling us from any part of that abomination called Nigeria. 00944 if you prefer that method. 208 133 9976 if you're calling from any civilized part of the world. It is 0044, or preferably please try and make it +44 208 133 9976. Radio Biafra is also on +44 783 130 8376. +44 78 313 08 376. With that same number I've just mentioned, you can follow us on Tango, on Viber, and also on WhatsApp. You can call us on Tango. You can call Radio Biafra also via Viber, and you can send us messages on WhatsApp. We also have a very important number which you can call anytime, any day, if you wish to gain information regarding our activities on the ground in Biafra land. That very number is 090-907-76589. If you're wishing to join the Biafran Army, if you have anything to bring our way in terms of assistance or help to support the army on the ground, this is the number to call, +234 909 077 6589. I repeat, +234 or 00234 909 077 6589. Before any advent, as they would say, I will, of course, as protocol demands, be able not just to welcome those of you who are on this very earth, but acknowledge the magnificent presence of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama, in our lives, for His grace, for His mercy, for His abiding love, for the fact that He has once again kept His promise. Therefore, Chukwu Abiama, we offer every prayer in complete and unremitting submission to Your will. We kneel before You, we bow before You. Everything that we are, everything we ever was, everything we are likely to become in the future, we offer unremittingly to Your holiness, because You are God. As the maker of the heavens and this very earth, there is no other name worthy of worship. There is no entity created or born by man or woman worthy of praise. There is nothing else that we bow before. We don't worship idol. We don't follow fake and false gods. We acknowledge Your majestic presence as the creator of this entire universe. Because of that, every honor we have must go to You. Every praise that we have. Because Chukwu Abiama, we are eternally indebted for Your mercy, Your grace, and the fact that in our lifetime, that very inheritance which You promised my ancestors will come into tangible existence, that through Biafra mankind may know that indeed You are God. That is why we are here. We remind You of Your promise. We have to fulfill ours. We worship no other God apart from You. Therefore, Your blessing must come. As You said in Exodus chapter 20 verse 1, if we continue to worship You in truth and honesty because You are God, You will bless us. And from what has happened in the past few days, Chukwu Abiama, we can say very confidently that You are God. You have not abandoned us. We will not abandon the praise of Your holy name now and forever. Let us not forget that Biafra will be offered up as sacrifice, full bloody sacrifice to Your holiness, to Your greatness, because we kept our word, and because of that You will keep Yours. And Biafra will come. That is our very simple prayer now and always. And we say amen to that. This is Radio Biafra. Once again, I must welcome you. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra all over this very planet, the commander of all her loyal forces, and in the same token, the director of Radio Biafra. I cannot do what I do. Neither can Uche Mefo Barista Mamizu. Neither can Engineer Ranya. Neither can Uche Nasi. Nobody, even amongst the directorate, can do what we are doing. Not even national coordinators, not zonal coordinators, not any principal officer of state can do what they are doing in their respective capacities, if not for the grace of heaven. Therefore, I serve my country because Chukwu Abiama is with me. Chukwu Abiama is aware of what we are doing because we are incorruptible, because we serve our country with every humility. The only difficulties we have with some people is because we speak the truth always. Oh God, it doesn't matter. If there is only two or three people left, the truth will be preached, because eventually mankind can only be exonerated by sticking to the truth, by preaching this very gospel in truth and honesty. That is what we do, and that is why we are incorruptible. incorruptible. We don't know corruption. Anybody thinking, oh no, happen, one day they may become like us, that is nonsense. We can never be like people who we are devised by the devil to destroy the work of God. There must be devil. Anything that is ordained by heaven, Satan will come. That is how I see Wasrike. That is how I see Matop. As people who we are sent by the devil to put an inconsequential roadblock on this very relentless march to the restoration of the kingdom of heaven upon the face of the earth. Anybody who doubts the pride of place of Biafra in the events of mankind must understand that we have places where we come from, where people literally answer the children of the kingdom of heaven. That is the meaning of Omo and Igwe. For those of you who don't know, there are towns and villages named Umezala. There are towns and villages named Umuchuku. All these things point to one indisputable fact that Chukwu Abiama is indeed even a Biafran. I can make that claim. And that is why therefore, wherever you are, you must remain with us. We speak the truth here. We don't intend to change, and we can never, ever, ever change. Never, ever, ever. It is absolutely impossible for us to change. You cannot wake up one day and hear that we have changed from what we are doing, that somehow we have become compromised, or that somehow we have become corrupted. It is impossible. Welcome back, wonderful people of Biafra. We had the same difficulties we had yesterday, or was it 2 days ago? The wires were just a bit loose, and we had to try and make sure we fix this. It is no problem from here. We are streaming correctly. We are streaming properly. There is no problem, just that we had a very slight dislocation of our connection. That was why there was that very brief and unplanned interruption. We welcome each and every one of you. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. We are live. We are direct. We are broadcasting from London, and humanity is listening. From east to west, from the north to the south, we maintain who we are always without fear before our enemies. That is why second week, as I said, of next month, I will be in Biafra land, making sure that we are coordinating the effort to ensure that the elections cannot hold in Biafra land. It cannot hold. And from the news we are presenting this evening, you will know that only idiots can call for an election in a volatile situation as horrible as that of being obtained as we speak in the Zoological Republic. The very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Mr. Mamuzu, will join us very, very shortly. And when he does, I will bring the barrister to you. When the barrister joins us, I shall bring him to you. This is Radio Biafra. We must do our best. We must do what we can for the grace and favor of heaven and for the redemption of man on this very earth, because Biafra coming is an indication, absolute and uncompromising indication, that indeed Chukwu Abiama is God. Given this significance, I am absolutely certain that it will come in our lifetime. I welcome you. If you're listening via CHK 97.6, please tell your people, tell those around your village, around your towns where you are listening, that Radio Biafra is live. Get people to congregate together, to listen together as a family. And if there is no family where you are, try and start one. If there is no Biafran family where you are, try and start one. You must not be afraid, because there is nothing to be afraid of. Nigeria is illegal. The zoo called Nigeria is illegal. Biafra is legal. Nigeria is illegal. Biafra is legal. And this Biafra will come in truth and honesty, because without it, quite frankly, I wouldn't be doing this. I don't want a very corrupt entity. I want a country that everybody can be very, very proud of. A country for everybody to be proud of. Very, very important that we do so. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. We must continue. Before we do so, I believe that the barrister himself has now joined me. Barrister Mamuzu, can you hear me? The whole world is listening. Please, you must address them. Go ahead.
Director, good evening.
Good evening, barrister.
I just want to report that the broadcast is not coming out to the world.
Why is that? From every indication here, it is going out. I have looked at the monitors. It is going out. Please, I will ask people to refresh whatever device they are using, because from all our monitors here, the lines are blue and they are going out. So I need confirmation, please. Barrister is saying that things are not happening the way it should. And moreover, if you cannot get through on www.radiobiafra.co, please go to www.rblworld.tv or ipob.org. Please, Barrister, go ahead.
Good evening, fellow Biafra friends. I am a bit worried because I've not been hearing director for the past 10 minutes.
Are you serious?
But director says it is working.
India says it is fine. India is reporting it's okay. Also, Spain is reporting it is okay. The head of directorate is saying it is fine. And also, I don't know where Mechi Chibuzo is writing from. It is saying fine. Tuning is fine, according to Malaysia. Somebody is also reporting all over the place. Barrister, they say it is fine. Please try and refresh your system. And also, if you're right from Dakar, Senegal, it is clear. People are reporting from across the world, from Malaysia, everywhere you're in. Please, if you're inboxing me to report that you're receiving Radio Biafra loud and clear, then please tell us where you're listening from. Because Barrister was not able to listen for the past 10 minutes. But Barrister can confirm that we are okay. We lost temporarily for a short while ago, but we are direct and live. Even Ireland as well says we are okay. Please, Barrister, go ahead. The whole world is listening to you.
Director, being the boss, I have to take it that everybody is receiving, unless and otherwise, state it clearly.
They are, Barrister.
Regardless, I have to go ahead and thank all of you, those who are already tuned in. Then, of course, I must be coming late. Regardless, once again, I thank all of you, those who are there before me, that Radio Biafra is on board and being listened to all over the world. We are here to broadcast and to talk about why Biafra has to be restored. We thank all of you for your listenership, your contributions, your support, and your own particular fixation into what we are doing here on Radio Biafra. May Chukwai be my guide, all of you, as we listen to what director has to tell us this evening. Boko Haram has warned that all of us should not go and vote. If you vote, it's at your own peril. Nigeria is a country that's already done and dusted. Ariwa should go to Ariwa. Yoruba should go to Yoruba. Biafra should return back to Biafra. And that is why we are broadcasting, that's why we are here. Otherwise, we will not be talking. So wherever you are, we welcome you as we welcome you on a daily basis. Good evening to all of you, Director. I'll do my best to make sure that I join you in. As we talk, my devices are not working. I have to do something about it.
Please just try and refresh, Barrister. Thank you very, very much. Try and refresh your systems. They are all working according to people in Vietnam, according to people in Finland. Finland says it is very, very okay. And also, according to people in Austria, everywhere right around this very globe we call Earth, people are listening. Barrister, please refresh. You must be able to be with us. Very, very critical that you do so. This is Radio Biafra once again, and I welcome each and every one of you. If this is your very first time of listening, you are about to receive a baptism in truth and dissemination of truth. What we preach here is not just mere radio broadcast. We preach the gospel of the restoration of the kingdom of God on this very earth. That kingdom of God is Biafra land. That is why we are here. And we never ever deviate from that very fact. Because we have all the proof, scientific, religious, social, cultural, and otherwise, to substantiate every claim that we make. Because here, we are always right. If we are not right, we get corrected within 5 seconds. And we make every possible attempt to ensure that every news that you receive on Radio Biafra is entirely consistent with the truth, because we represent the truth that you can actually see and verify. Even if you don't believe in your pastor, you don't believe in Ohaneze, you don't believe in your village chief, you don't believe in anybody at all, even if you don't believe in your parents, there is one thing you can believe in. You can believe in Radio Biafra and what we're doing as a family under IPOB. You can believe that. We will never lie to you. We will never deceive you nor lead you astray. That is one very critical and important factor. One thing we have that other people cannot possess. We are not envious, we're not greedy. Why should we be? Chukwu Abiam asked us to come and not man. Therefore, why should we look into things of this very world? We are doing the job that heaven asked us to do. Because of that, we have no problem. Thank you very much. We are also on ipob.org. There are many ways to listen to us. There is only one way for those of them who are listening on radio to listen to us, which is via CHK 97.6 Biafra FM. We are also on satellite. If your family is not on satellite back in Biafra land, what are you doing? You're not a very good child. If you have not managed to install satellite for your parents back home, it means you're a very bad, evil child. You are. Your parents must be. It's not very expensive. Not expensive at all. I think the equipment costs about 6,000. And I think with the whole thing, less than 12,000 can do it. You have to call this very number as well. +234-909-0776589. If you have not installed satellite for your relatives back home, you are a very bad person. We must tell you the truth. Everybody must be on satellite. Information is key. Yorubas defeated you because you lacked information. We lost the war partly because Biafra did not have a way of putting their message to the outside world. The BBC was controlling everything they were doing, and BBC wanted us to die. You must understand that. They never loved us. That is why you must, if people that have brain, they call us to say thank you very much for what you're doing. All of you. The entire editorial board, IPOB, families all over the world. What you people are doing is immense. Some people actually understand it. They have the common sense and decency to call, to acknowledge. And some of you go as far as actually supporting privately to say we must support this because what you're doing hasn't been done before. Do you know that when we are on air, Yoruba pastors are crying? They say this would have come again to stop people from coming to see us because we know they're criminals. When Radio Biafra, our people now know their history. Nobody says, oh, I don't know where I come from. Am I a Biafran or not? People now understand where they come from, the purpose for which they were created in the first place, which is to serve Chukwu Abiam in heaven. Without a Radio Biafra, can you get that? The answer is no. Is there any other broadcaster in the world running a radio program the way we do? The answer is nobody can listen to Radio Biafra and say, oh, I am confused. I didn't quite understand anything. It's impossible. We explain news to you in a manner that has never been done before, that after listening to Radio Biafra, you actually understand what the news is all about. Because it's written in English language and it's not our first language. Of course, we know that very well. That is the thing that we have that other people can never, ever have. They will try to imitate, but after 4 or 5 weeks, they die off anyway. Those that came to challenge us, didn't they die off and disappear? Of course they did. We'd never asked ourselves to come. I never wanted to do this work. I say it openly. I never wanted to. I was forced to. Heaven is my witness. He's by force. If not by force, I wouldn't do this. What am I doing it for? Do you think that staying with a very beautiful family is not a good thing? Do you think it is not a good thing? As I've said before, if some people have the type of wife I have, they won't come outside. They won't even bother going to work. Talk less of devoting almost 70% of their time fighting for their country, if not 100%. You must understand that. We don't beg. We don't plead. There is no need to plead. This project belongs to heaven. He will provide funders. It's not my business. I don't own Biafra. Biafra belongs to God. So if Chukwu Abiam wants Biafra to come, he will provide a way. If not, I don't know. Is it my father's property? People don't quite understand. That is why I said as soon as Biafra comes, if you come close to me with the word Biafra, I wouldn't want to see anybody. After that, my work would have been done. If you come to me, I'll tell you my work is done. Go and do your own, which is to build Biafra, to make it very beautiful. We must welcome you once again. This is Radio Biafra. I'm sure we are streaming live and direct across three platforms right across this very planet Earth. We welcome each and every one of you, north to south, east to west. This is Radio Biafra. We must therefore proceed to bring you our news headlines and accompanying news summary on this very day. Today's date is the 17th day of February in the year of our Lord 2015, with the time now standing very close to, if I am not mistaken, I believe it is 22 minutes to 8 p.m. here in London. There is a man called Peter Side. You know, we have all these very funny, useless, hopeless names in some parts of Biafra land. Somebody's name is Peter Side. You know, the way, same way you have Water Side, they have Peter Side. I don't say this with any gladness or joy in my heart, but there are some names we answer that makes us appear very foolish, like Edwin Clark. Are you a white man? The answer is no. But people cannot reason, can they? We are here to tell you the truth. It doesn't matter who you are, which office you occupy. We even criticize ourselves. I mean, we don't really care how you feel. But I think that the name Peter Side is quite pathetic and wretched. But we have to continue. A man called Peter Side, contesting for APC in River State, narrowly escaped death as gunmen and bombers attacked APC rally in Okrika. Very, very bad today. I got a call, even before the news broke across media networks, I got a call immediately from Igwocha. In fact, somebody was in Okrika itself, reporting that there is mayhem there. And I said, we'll report it this very evening. And as it may be, people have now been able to confirm that right across the board, that there was a very massive attack by supposedly PDP supporters against APC rally in Okrika in River State. Very, very sad indeed. That is the problem we are having. And under this background, people still call for elections to hold, which means you don't know anything. When we go through the news summary, we shall look at them in greater detail. But for now, we are just reporting that the political mayhem and chaos in the Zoological Republic, a place, when I say that Nigerians are animals, people don't understand. But when we come on air, I give you the news that goes to corroborate what we exert, that anybody who is a Nigerian is an animal. There is electioneering going on here in the United Kingdom. David Cameron is fighting, David Miliband. Labour Party versus Conservatives with the fringe parties, scrambling by the side. There is no bomb blast. Nobody's killing anybody. No gunshot. Nothing. Once one of them loses, he will be the first to call the other person to congratulate the person and say, let us try and build a great country together, because the country is greater than everybody put together. But look at where there are animals. They are killing themselves. That is why anything you hear on Radio Biafra is gospel. You may not like it. Only we don't give a damn anyway if you like it or not. It doesn't bother me. But is it the truth? The truth of the matter is that if you're a Nigerian, you're an animal. I'm not here cable. Electioneering and campaigning in a democracy is not a time to showcase your bombing skills or your shooting skills. It's a time for debate, reason, and argument. But will black people understand that? The answer is no. And the question that the black people must ask themselves is this: why is it that it is difficult for you to understand and appreciate that politics is live and let live? Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. But because this type of reasoning is lost on the apes coming from Africa, calling themselves black men and women. They don't understand it. If you teach them from now till 1 billion years, if you like, let everybody be a PhD holder, some of them will never grasp it. And that is what I keep, honestly speaking, sometimes I torment myself. I keep asking myself, why is it that these people cannot reason? What concerns me and why we preach this gospel the way we do is reason. Reason is key. If you cannot reason, you are finished. Lack of reasoning is why Africa is poor. Because we can't reason properly, that is why Ethiopians are begging for clean water till tomorrow morning. They're begging for food. They're very poor. Ask yourself, why would you be poor? In a world teeming and brimming with technology and knowledge, why must you be poor? Black people are poor because there is something missing in their brain. The ability to reason, to grasp something, is lost on them. Individually, they are brilliant. You may find one person who is a very fine mechanical engineer. You can find a scientist. You can find a horticulturist. It doesn't really matter. You have artisans, people who are well-skilled individually. Bring them together as a group, as a collective, to make a decision that will benefit the group. They will tell you no. And I remind our people this evening about a program in the UK that is called, what is that? I forget things these days. I don't quite understand it. I'm not that old. I know I'm old, but I'm not that old to be forgetting things very easily. It's called, oh my goodness, somebody living in the UK should tell me. You know, Anne Widdecombe's program where everybody works to bank money for the team. What is that thing called again, please? Oh my goodness me. I need somebody to inbox me or to use WhatsApp, which I'm here for. Please give me the name of that very program where you may know that you're going out, but you're answering the correct questions and banking money for the team. You may go only one person before you start the program. Weakest Link is called, for goodness sake. Nobody told me, please, I remembered it. My brain is still functioning very well. Weakest Link is called. If you are the weakest link, you will leave. But that would not stop the rest of the contestants doing their very best, knowing fully well that they are fighting and working as a team. They know only one person can win. If you watch that program very closely, you will understand why Caucasians, white people, are dominating the world. It will become very clear to you. You know you may lose, or you may be voted out, or you may be the worst performer, or even the best performer, and people conspire against you. You must still answer questions and bank money for the team. That type of very superior high intellect is lost on black people. Lost on them. That is why a black person, instead of them to commend you for doing a good job, they become envious. In America, even the black populations in America, they have it. Ask yourself, these are the only people that, instead of people to say, oh, please, of course, some of you do, in fairness, some of you do, but the majority of them, instead of them to say, oh, please continue what you're doing, we support you in every way, they substitute appreciation for envy and jealousy. That is why black people are poor. People are shooting each other at a rally because nobody wants to lose. What they are seeing is allocation money, oil money coming. That is all they can see. Nothing more, nothing less. If not, why would you take gun against your opponent? If not for what you stand to gain. Just money. So they can buy houses in London. They can buy condos in New York. They can own private jets. It is called primitive accumulation of wealth. It doesn't make you anything special. It makes you a very rich fool and thief. Because they are black. They are fighting and killing themselves. Peter Said narrowly escapes death. Peter Said is the APC governorship candidate in River State. A group decries attacks on PDP campaign offices in Maiduguri. We are following a very systematic pattern this evening to explain to people why the election in the zoo will bring death. Some of you are maybe in America, in Canada, in Mexico. Say, oh, why they should vote? Mama, have you registered? Papa, have you registered? There's every likelihood that your parents will die anyway in a bomb blast if they attempt to go out to go and vote. They will die. So as you are encouraging them to go out to vote and possibly be killed, prepare money as well for their funeral, their burial. You know, burial is a big business in Igbo land. It's the biggest business. It's the biggest employer in Igbo land. Yeah, Akwamozu is a big, big, massive business. And people boast with it. I went to bury my uncle. I went to bury my aunt. It's something to be proud of. Very hopeless people. We'll get there. For now, if you're pushing your parents to go and vote, please be saving up money from that menial job you're doing in the Western world for their burial as well. Be saving up money to bury them. Because if they go out to vote, most of them will die. It could be your mother and your father. It could be your uncle, your sister, your cousin. So before you only, if some of you, of course, they give us so much problems. You know, they ask us for money all the time because we live abroad. Maybe this is a way of getting rid of that problem. You can ask them to go and vote so that when they die, they won't ask you to send Western Union anymore. If you're asking your parents to go and vote, you're asking them to go out to die. It's as simple as that. Because as we continue to present this series of harrowing, distressing news from the zoo, which not written by Radio Biafra, but by independent news sources, we are also reporting this evening that a group has come out to say that it is wrong for APC to attack PDP campaign offices in Maiduguri, the same way PDP is attacking APC in River State. Now, you tell me, if you have common sense, how can you have free and fair elections when people are geared to kill? To start a war. That was why the election was postponed in the first place. And those are the basis and the reasons why we continue to campaign that there should be no election in the zoo. If they conduct elections, your people will die. Those of you campaigning for election, your relatives will perish. Jonathan has 11 private aircrafts. He will go into one and fly to Namibia. Will Oshoyinka, the coward that Yoruba is, he will just scramble away from the zoo. You people will be left to pick up the pieces. There can never be any elections in the zoo. If you hold, America will push you to hold it because they want the population to come down anyway. If you push for elections, may God help all of you, because most of you will be dead. PDP officers attacked in Maiduguri. And as I said before, some of you are black, some of you, most of our listeners are black people from Africa, from the Caribbean, from America, from all over the world. They listen to Radio Biafra. Sometimes we say to you that you should put aside envy, greed, and jealousy, which is the hallmark of black people, and try to embrace the truth, which Radio Biafra stands for. Because here, we are trying to defend freedom. Nothing more, nothing less. I have been saying this on a weekly basis. Anytime there is a news report about the zoo capturing a town from Boko Haram, I always warn you that what that means is that Boko Haram has either taken or about to take over a town. That is what I said. When Nigeria says they have taken over a town, you can never see any independent person corroborating. It's only Olukolade and the local MN. But anytime they stand up to say, oh, we have taken one village from Boko Haram, that means Boko Haram is about to, or that they're under pressure somewhere. As this evening I report to you once again, in keeping with everything we tell on Radio Biafra to be absolute and correct, that Boko Haram have now captured a town called Askira Uba in Borno State. They have captured it. From independently verifiable sources. Not from Olukolade, but they will not tell you. Askira Uba town in Borno State has fallen to Boko Haram. Anytime Olukolade tells you, we have taken over a town, you know that a town is going to fall to Boko Haram in 3 or 4 days, maximum. Today is another fine example. Why won't you believe in what we are doing? Why won't you believe in Radio Biafra? If you don't need to believe in your father, Reverend Father, Reverend Teacher, General Overseer, don't believe in them. The only way, the only thing, the only entity that commands or should command your belief or trust is Radio Biafra. There is nothing we tell you that is not true. The other ones will lie to you, maybe to buy more private jets. They will lie to you, but here we do not lie. Anytime the zoo tells you, oh, we are taking a town from Boko Haram, about to know that one has fallen to Boko Haram. Today is no exception. 2 days ago, they said, oh, well, we have taken a city from Boko Haram. But here it is. Boko Haram is doing very well. Thank you very much. They have taken Askira Uba town in Borno. Police officer killed and another person injured in that Okrika blast I told you about earlier. Police officer killed. And there is, remember, there is this wild animal called Police Commissioner Mba, or is it Mbo? Or Mbo is called, in River State, that said if you kill one policeman, they will go out on the street and shoot 10 civilians. Most of you did not quite understand the implications of what this baboon was talking about. Of course, you are black people, you don't analyze the news. You don't delve deeper into the news. That is why when you go to school, you are all very theoretical. A white man gives you theory, you give them back theory, and they award you degrees, and you come out and your brain is empty. You cannot do anything for yourself. Police officer killed. There was a man that said, every police officer you kill, they will kill 10 of you. If you go to Rivers now, who knows, maybe there may be 10 dead bodies in River State, who knows. That attack we were talking about earlier, a police officer was killed and a channel's reporter injured in the blast in Okrika, where baboons are campaigning. Leave animals to live in the animal kingdom. Eating. That is why I like panda. Panda is only interested in bamboo shoot. That is all it wants to eat. Every other thing you're talking about is rubbish. Allow monkeys to be like monkeys. Allow Africans to continue to be wretchedly hopeless as they were designed to be. Africans are foolish. A very clean-cut example. People went for campaign rally, and instead of them to either gain something from the discussion and the exchanges of views and ideas, they come back as their corpses, dead bodies, because they went to campaign. Only in Africa. Mad people. Suicide bomber kills 3 people in Yobe restaurant. We are giving you news about, not about Afghanistan or Yemen, or as the case may be, ISIS occupied part of Syria or in Iraq. This news, or in Libya as a matter of fact, because they've taken over Libya as well. We are giving you news from the zoo called Nigeria. Can you catalog the number of chaos, violence and death? Every headline is death and destruction. Death and destruction. Every headline. Have you ever bothered to ask yourself why this is the case? I do. It is this case because the British made it so. The British created this cauldron of death. This pit of hell called Nigeria is the brainwork, the handiwork of Britain under the instructions of Lucifer. There is no way anybody could have created a place like the zoo we know today as Nigeria without Satan being involved. That is why Chukwu Abiyama had to send us to make sure that that entity of darkness is brought to an end. It doesn't matter how many of you support us, it's irrelevant. I'm telling you the truth. It doesn't matter if you support, if you don't support. It's inconsequential. Biafra will come. If Biafra doesn't come, then there is no God. Don't worry. There is no heaven. Because there is no way Chukwu Abiyama can ask us to come and abandon us halfway. It is impossible now. Heaven is on... The reputation of heaven is at stake. We announce it publicly. Our submission to the will of heaven. That this will of God must happen on this very earth. As it was prayed in our last prayer. Let thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. That's what I believe in. Practical things, not theory. Therefore, Chukwu Abiyama, whom we worship, Gemenko Jiburuchi, he must do that mankind will know that he's God in our lifetime. That is why we have to march this year. Even if it's only four of us, we are going to, and thankfully we have them. We must march this year. It doesn't matter. It can be only three. We want to prove to humanity that the will of God surpasses the will of man. I don't say it so I can go to Yoruba church and sit on the front row of the seat. I say it because I believe in it. We continue. Suicide bomber kills three people in Yobe. The same country, the same zoo they call Nigeria. Violence everywhere. A female suicide bomber as well. Listen very, very carefully, please. There was a suicide bomber in a restaurant in Yobe. In the same day, in the same zoo, another female suicide bomber hits Borno Bill Market. And they want to go and vote. People are so daft. You want to go and vote. Boko Haram would dress up a lady in hijab and walk to the line and blow all of you to death. The thing is that what they are saying is that fertilizer they gave them, that stomach infrastructure, why don't you go and vote for somebody? At least we can get Indomie, one pack of Indomie. It is that brain in a black person that I look at them and I'm wondering, who are these things that God created? Who are these things that cannot have any brain? No tiny brain in their skull. It is, I am better off living with a colony of apes in the Congo forest than living with Nigerians. I am better off with baboons. I am better off, in fact, I can go and live in a poultry with chickens rather than live with people that call it. The people cannot reason. They don't think properly. In a country where a female suicide bomber, a male suicide bomber can walk with consummate ease into a crowd and blow himself up. Why are you going to make yourself a sitting target, a sitting duck, by queuing in a line to go and vote? You are asking to be killed, and you will be killed. That is why elections cannot hold. If they call for that election, listen, some of you are not in the habit of recording or downloading and saving Radio Biafra programs. Go and save it. As soon as people begin to die, on March the 28th, I will come on Radio Biafra and I will hold America and Britain responsible. They will say, no, but it's your responsibility. Every imbecilic animal answering to a Nigerian asking for elections to hold, your brain is not correct. Because the conditions to hold elections are not correct. Buhari is killing Jonathan. Jonathan is killing Buhari supporters. They are burning down offices. You cannot campaign freely in a place that claim to have free speech. Who don't know, these are black people, don't know what free speech is. People are dying every blessed day, and you want to remain in that nonsense. People should get together and sue the British. I'm telling you, every death in the zoo is the people don't know what to do. It is the fault of the British. If you sue Britain, every death in the zoo is the fault of the British. Because before the British came, we were not killing each other. It was only when Britain came that death came with them. Therefore, they are responsible. They are culpable in English language. That's what it's called. Culpability in the homicide of millions of people. The British are. They must sue them. Female suicide bomber have just gone to Bew Market and killed a few monkeys there, as usual. Over 100 villages destroyed. This is the same country in different areas. Over 100 villages destroyed in Wase, according to the mayor of the place. Will you hear this news anywhere else? The answer is no. This is Radio Biafra. The thing they don't want to tell you, we tell you here. Verified, of course. And that Yoruba Talkative, the man that stole the Nobel Prize from Chinua Achebe. Ask him, he will tell you. Did he write more books than Chinua Achebe? The answer is no. Is he a more prolific writer than Chinua Achebe? The answer is no. Did he sell more than Chinua Achebe? No. Even the last work that Chinua Achebe did, there was a country. Sold more copies than everything Willie Soyinka has ever written in his life. But somehow, Obasanjo bribed the Nobel team and they gave the Nobel Prize to this very man. What do you expect? Inconsistency. He says that Nigerians are faced with a choice between two problematic candidates. Faced with a choice because there's no Yoruba man there. I remember when Obasanjo and Olufaye was presented, people should go back to 1999 and look at the elections of that very year. Look at when Yorubas brought out two people. Go and scour your internet and see if Willie Soyinka said anything. The answer is no. Nothing, because two Yoruba men were contesting. Now there is no Yoruba man contesting, things can no longer be very good, is it? Typical Yoruba. I feel sorry for those of you that go to their churches and listen to them. If you go to a Yoruba church, you're even a worse animal than a Nigerian. We continue. Police begin 24-hour surveillance of Sokoto schools. Everywhere there is chaos, everywhere there is problem. Even in Sokoto, there is problem there. Boko Haram, their tentacles, their net is spreading. Every blessed day, there is a bomb drill. Everything is bomb, killing, shooting, violence all over the zoo. And you still want to be in one Nigeria? It means you're not well. Bomb drill causes panic at Sokoto airport. There is also chaos. Fresh hurdles have now hit the zoo's hydropower project. Why? What are those hurdles? They have eaten the money. Reminds me of some people with Nigerian blood that came into the Biafra movement. As soon as they saw just $5,000, they decided it was time to start their own container business with public money. As somebody said back home, I should just give the authority, let them do. I said, no, the time hasn't come yet. The same thing is, they brought out money for hydroelectric project. They have Kainji Dam, you know, which is not even working. Or it is working, but the idiots haven't thought about it, to turn the damn thing on. They want to build more hydropower projects, and they have stolen the money, you know, Nigeria. People talk about hell. Hellfire and Satan. I said, because you're not a Nigerian. If you are a Nigerian, you know you are living with Lucifer every blessed day. In many guises. They say, when they say fresh hurdles have hit something, you know they have stolen the money. As simple as that. A place without conscience. Men don't have conscience. They want to be like America, like Britain, like France, like Russia. They want to be regarded as developed. But you are a rogue. You people are criminals. You are. Your blood is filled. Your thinking, your is criminality. Is woshi. People are criminals. Money meant to provide electricity for those who can't afford it, for entrepreneurs, for businessmen. They can't do it. The money has been stolen. They divide up amongst themselves. Black people. Anyway, somebody has to clean the toilet. Maybe that's why Chukwuebuma created us. So we can sweep the street, clean the toilets, and be security guards. Who knows? Because our behavior is very bad. Black, no, our behavior is just awful. Very, very bad. And why do we say it? Because that's the only way you can change. If you don't know you have a problem, you can never change. I'm not one of those who mollycolly, one of those who massage black people. We are useless. Absolutely useless. You may have one or two of you who may live in a penthouse somewhere in Wyoming. You think you're in a Mbafuma. You're a bloody slave that lives upstairs. You're nothing. Radio Biafra is here. NIS arrests 280 illegal aliens, which means Boko Haram foreign fighters that came in. Nigeria Immigration Service have arrested them in Adamawa. Foreign Boko Haram fighters. And our people are here talking and yapping rubbish all over the place. Cowards to the core. cowards, faceless, nameless cowards. I need you to wake up in the morning and assume a name and go on a social media platform and be talking rubbish. You don't know who they are. My Bahasi. For all we know, it could be Ndijiroba. Nobody knows. And then they disappear. Mad people. Boko Haram is busy bringing in their cousins from Niger Republic, from Chad, to fight for them. Today, they are telling us that the Nigeria Immigration Service have somehow, miraculously, captured them and set to repatriate them. Which means if you pay 5,000 naira, you'll be released. Simple as that. 2015 inflation in the Zuma rise to 10 to 12%. Only, this is the second month. Inflation has already risen to 8.5%. They were budgeting for inflation in the entire year, for the entire year in 2015 to hit between 10 to 12. But the second month, inflation is at 8.5. Some of you don't know what is inflation, because you weren't paying attention during your economics lesson when you were in class 3. Inflation is why you are poor. Inflation eats all your money. Inflation renders you useless. That is what it means. Some of you don't know that, but we are telling you. We continue. Barclays admits possible link to slavery after repatriation call. Do you know why I'm reporting this very news today? I saw the news that Barclays Bank is about to open in the zoo. Some of you don't know who is Barclays Bank. Barclays Bank, they were there before. It was Barclays Bank that Awolowo convinced Murtala Mohammed to turn into Union Bank. Maybe some of you don't know. Maybe you're too young to understand this. I repeat, the Union Bank you see today was formerly Barclays Bank. That was one of the reasons why Murtala Mohammed was assassinated. His assassination was planned in London. Some of you don't know, but we know that. The British planned the assassination of Murtala Mohammed because Murtala Mohammed had the temerity to nationalize British banks that were in the zoo. So they had to kill him. The same way Ojukwu had the temerity to say no to Shell and to BP. Then Britain said, who the hell is this monkey from Africa? Please get rid of him. And in the process, we lost 6 million people. It's a good thing for Awusa Fulani. It only lost one man, Murtala Mohammed. That was why Murtala remained the only person since after the war that was brutally, brutally murdered whilst in office by Bisala and Dimka and all the rest of them. Of course, the Yoruba man wanted to run away and hide. You know Yoruba? Go and read the story of Bisala. Yoruba, cowards to the core. Cowards, wretched cowards. Go and read about his story. That will tell you what Yorubas are like. Some of you will go to their churches on Sunday and give them money because Ekwensu Bruno, Satan is living inside you. If you go to a Yoruba church, you are a child of the devil. This is Radio Biafra. Barclays admits possible link to slavery. A bank that was implicated in slavery. That is one thing about black people I find astonishing. Their penchant for, I don't know, stupidity is staggering, quite honestly. Barclays Bank was owned, or they bought into slavery, slave business. Very lucrative. Very, very lucrative business. Slavery. The same bank is coming to Africa to establish once again, having been kicked out by Murtala Mohammed. We reported today. They say they are coming back. I don't know if you want them back, but I don't know. I think they can only make pro. Everybody knows that the zoo is collapsing. Money needs to come out. They need to loot as much money as possible. You need a very reliable bank to steal, to put all your loot in. So Barclays going there will make their foreign transfer very, very easy. That's where Barclays is going. After all, they came there when human flesh was very cheap, when you can buy one or two Negro slaves from West Africa, and by the time you know it, they will breed to become 15, 20, and you sell off their children as well. It's just like owning a goat, a he-goat and a she-goat in your house. As they are breeding and giving birth to petty, petty goats, you are selling them off. Did something happen to black people in America? Am I lying to anybody? Is anybody listening? Do you think I'm lying? Blacks, we went to America, we give birth, they take your child from you and sell your baby. Anyway, we started it. So what's the big deal? Inflation rises to 8.2% confirmation from the zoo today in Ngozi-Okonjo-Iweala. 8.2% second month of the year. Imagine what will happen when you get to December. Anyway, then by then the zoo will be no more. I believe, because events will overtake that very damnable zoo. This is Radio Biafra. That concludes our news headlines. I'm now going to bring you the news in greater detail. If you're joining us for the very first time, we welcome you. Go and tell other people as well. We are on CHK 97.6. We are on satellite, and Radio Biafra is also online. Therefore, if you have a smartphone, a tablet, a laptop, if you have a mainframe computer, any internet-enabled device, you will receive Radio Biafra. If you are lost, go to Google, go to your search engine, type in Radio Biafra. You'll be taken to any of our sites or our portals where you will be able to join this very live broadcast. Please disseminate this very news. Very, very critical. Very, very important. The news in greater detail. The governorship candidate of the APC, All Progressives Congress in River State, is Daku Kupitaside, escaped death on Tuesday as unknown gunmen disrupted the party's rally in Okrika local government area of the state. Peterside was whisked away by security operatives in the midst of the deafening sound of sporadic gunshots few minutes after three explosives went off close to the campaign ground at the Okrika National Secondary School field. The initial bomb scare had caused a stampede as APC supporters took to their heels. They were running away. Why don't you come and wait and collect your own shandy, believe it or not, stupid people. They were running away. There was pandemonium. This is unbelievable. Unbelievable. Anyway, after the initial bomb, three other explosions went off, which were later confirmed to have been, to be bombs thrown into the scene by suspected PDP mischief makers. The party supporters that were dispersed by the three separate explosives immediately reconvened, only to be sent out of the campaign venue by sporadic gunshots. Security agents went down on ground after drawing their guns in a bid to spot out where the unknown gunmen were hiding to hit them back. Police were lying on the floor. Oh God. I told you people, Nigerian police and Nigerian army, they are strong if you don't have AK-47. Once you have an assault rifle, they start running from you. That is one thing some people don't quite understand. It's as simple as that. Once you give us the guns that we need, they too will be running from us. They were lying on the ground. They asked them, why are you lying? They said it is to see the enemy clearly. But people are standing up and you're lying down. How can... Hey, this OG, black people... Hey, my God. Policemen were lying on the floor. They asked him, what are you doing on the floor? He said he wants to spot the criminals. Sometimes being a black person is a disgrace. I must be frank with you. Such level of stupidity is unimaginable. Unimaginable, I'm telling you. This OG. Black people. We must continue. This is Radio Biafra. You may not like what we preach here, but it's the truth. It doesn't matter where you are. If you like, be in Alaska, working in the oil sector, you're a simple monkey. That's all I can say to you. Group decries attacks on PDP's campaign offices in Maiduguri. A non-governmental organization, the Muslim Rights Concern, on Tuesday decried the attacks on the campaign offices of the candidates of the PDP in Maiduguri, Borno State. A statement issued by the director of MURIC, which is Muslim Rights Concern, Professor Ishaq Akintola, and made available to newsmen in Lagos, also condemned the destruction of the posters and billboards of the candidates. MURIC spoke against the backdrop of reported acts of vandalism against several campaign offices and posters of the candidates of the PDP in Maiduguri on Monday during the presidential campaign rally of the All Progressives Congress. The statement said in part, Muslim Rights Concern takes strong exception to this act of recklessness and unprovoked aggression. We condemn the security agencies for exercising restraint in the face of such lawlessness behavior. It is unfortunate that 55 years after independence, the zoo, Nigeria, still wallows in barbaric political culture. Muslims are saying this. You know, when Muslims, who are barbarians themselves, are telling you that a particular situation is barbaric, then you know you're in very serious trouble. Who are barbarians? Are they not? They are human beings that behave like animals. I'm not the one saying it. Somebody else is saying that Nigerians are monkeys. It is here and I'm not the one saying it. It's a direct quote that they still wallow in barbaric political culture. Which means the opposite of civilization is barbarism, in case you don't know. So when I say that Nigerians are not civilized, you can understand what we mean by that. Political culture steeped in barbarism. Unbelievable. Boko Haram captures Askira Uba town in Bronu. It has been confirmed that members of the radical Islamic sect have captured Askira Uba town in Bronu, contrary to what the zoo are saying. Oh, we have taken back, I don't know what they call it. It means that they're about to lose one. Mad people. The town was taken last night, less than a day after Nigerian military regained Monguno, as they said, from the extremist group. They said they have taken back Monguno, but in actual fact, Askira Uba was falling at the same time. They attacked the town, according to an eyewitness, in the night and burnt down the MS palace. Most of the villagers ran away into the bush, so there was really no casualty, the source said. Boko Haram have carried out a series of deadly attacks on citizens of the northeastern part of the zoo, especially in Maiduguri and the Borno state capital. They continue to march forward because they are on the offensive, so the momentum is with them. That is how you win wars. You don't sit back at home, sit at home, sit in the market, sit in your shed, sit in the Jugu library, you know where. And then Biafra will come. Buy plate license number. Go and buy passport, buy ID card, and somehow, miraculously, Biafra will come. That confirms that people are really, really daft. And there. Police officer killed in that very attack reported in Okrika against the campaign team of Peter Side. One policeman is feared dead and about 50 APC members, including Charles Iruka, reporter of Channel Television, sustained various degrees of injuries as multiple explosions and sporadic gunshots was fired from different directions surrounding the national field, Okrika, River State, as it rocked the campaign venue of the campaign rally of Dakoko Peterside, the governorship candidate of APC, forcing party loyalists and supporters to scamper, which means to run away for their dear lives. They were running away. Okrika is the home of Patience Jonathan, wife of President Goodluck Jonathan. On three occasions, Rivers APC governorship campaign team planned a rally in Okrika, but it failed to hold due to attacks. But before the campaign team headed for Okrika, the River State Command assured them of security. Dakoko Peterside said the incident started at about 1:30 p.m. with three explosions going off one after the other. Dakoko, who visited Okrika Grammar School, his alma mater, to interact with the students before visiting the Amainabo of Ogoloma, King Elliot Obudibo, at his palace, condemned the attack. He said the talks allegedly linked to a member of River State House of Assembly, Evans Bigby, who in July 13 attempted to impeach Governor Chibike Amaechi with four other legislators in the House of Assembly with 32 members, stormed the venue of the rally with explosives, damaging part of the school adjoining National Field in Okrika. A politician going to a rally with explosives. Only in the zoo, that is where there are animals. This is only campaign. Then wait for the night, they will declare that another person is the winner. Then all of you will perish. That day you will understand that khaki and leather are not the same thing. Inspector General of Police orders recovery of arms, ammunition from unauthorized security outfits and agencies. Who gave them the guns? Politicians. With the acquiescence of the police as well. The police agreed for guns to be issued to vagabonds called vigilante. And now they can no longer control it. That is something that they need to know. They can no longer control it. We continue. The Nigerian police force is therefore using this medium to further advise political stakeholders, they don't call the politicians, to play the game by the rules, as all measures put in place to ensure a free, fair, and credible election will be implemented to the letter. Members of the public are also enjoined to continue to collaborate with the police to fish out criminal elements and report any suspicious movement in their areas. The Inspector General of Police, Suleiman Abba, has ordered command commissioners of police to embark on intensive recovery of firearms in possession of unauthorized security outfits. How you people don't manufacture guns, so how did the guns get to these people? They got to them through the same means, the same police, the same army. They sell their guns in order to be able to feed their families. Now they say they want to recover the guns. But before this man could finish speaking, in Okrika, an incident was playing out where policemen were lying on the floor using people who are standing up as shield against the attack or the gunfire coming from suspected hoodlums, allegedly. They said, but these are politicians. Of course, as we report this evening, that suicide bomber have now killed three people in Yobe restaurant. A suicide bomber blew himself up in a restaurant in Potiskum town of Yobe state on Tuesday, killing three other travelers and injuring 12 people. Police Public Relations Officer of Yobe Command, ASP Toyin Gbadegesin, confirmed the bomber blew himself and two other people at the alarming restaurant at Texaco Junction along Damaturu Road of Potiskum. He said 12 others were injured and have been taken to Potiskum General Hospital for treatment. It's been gathered that the bomber disguised as a customer and gained access into the restaurant where he detonated the bomb. A witness, Buka Modu, said the incident happened around 4 p.m. and majority of people affected were travelers that stopped over for a meal. Igbo people.
in an Igbo restaurant. And they said, I want to stay there. It's better we stay here and die than go to the village and do nothing. Now that you're dead, I hope you test it on that when you go to hell. This is Radio Biafra. Yet another suicide bomb. Again, after this one, there is another one in Bue Market. One is in Potiskum, one in Bue Market. Yet they want to hold and conduct elections. Very, very sad indeed. A female suicide bomber has hit Borno Bue Market. Another suicide bomb blast has been reported in Bue Market, Borno State, northeast of the zoo called Nigeria. Though details of the blast were sketchy at the time of filing this report, reports have emerged that the attack was carried out by a female suicide bomber. The other one was a man. This is a female. Many people were believed to have been killed because it happened during the Bue Market day. Corpses and bodies of many of them injured. They have now been moved to mortuary, of course, and the injured moved to a nearby hospital, according to the report. Meanwhile, it has been reported by Reuters that thousands of civilians fled their homes in southeastern Niger town as well. Everywhere there is chaos and they want to have election. People are so daft, it's untrue. So stupid. Typical black African behavior. They will call for elections. People will die. Britain will take your oil. And America will be laughing at you. Then you know how daft all of you are. Over 100 villages destroyed in Wase, according to the MA. In the same zoo, destruction and mayhem everywhere. Suicide bombing, attack of a political rally, villages being destroyed, guns everywhere in the hands of hoodlums, Boko Haram taking towns, all in one country called Nigeria, the zoo of this very planet Earth. Over 100 villages have been destroyed in Wase, Plateau State, in the various attacks in the area since 1998. The MA of Wase, Alhaji Sambo Haruna Muhammadu, stated this when the APC governorship candidate Simon Lalong and the state executive of the party paid him a courtesy visit during a campaign tour yesterday. He, however, said he was working to ensure that all displaced persons return home, refugees in Plateau State. The same Plateau people that fought against Biafrans, and we told them that the same thing that happened to Biafran children will happen to yours, and today it is happening. That Yoruba man has spoken again. Nobel laureate Professor Wole Soyinka has described the zoo's two candidates in the forthcoming presidential elections as both being problematic, with one having a troubled past and the other being a troubled incumbent. Speaking yesterday, Soyinka noted that the electorate were in a dilemma as a result of the choices they had been provided with by the political parties. He described General Muhammadu Buhari, the main challenger standing under the APC platform, as the most brutal dictator after late General Sani Abacha, while President Goodluck Jonathan of the PDP has failed to provide leadership. Of course, he's correct. This occasion is correct. Jonathan is hapless and hopeless. Absolutely foolish. The worst president I've ever seen in my entire life. I've studied a lot. I read politics and economics here in England, and I have never seen a weaker, more decrepit person occupy any executive office anywhere on this very earth. Jonathan is hopeless. The Secretary of State Police Command say it has commenced a 24-hour patrol of all schools across the state to protect lives and property. The Police Public Relations Officer of the Command, Mr. Al Mustafa Sani, disclosed this to news agency of the zoo on Tuesday in Sokoto. This is part of sustainable and proactive measures by the Command to ensure that all schools across the state are more secure. It is also to provide a conducive environment for effective teaching and learning in schools. Children can no longer go to schools unless they are provided with security. Where is this happening? In the seat of the caliphate itself in Sokoto. They are the sponsors of Boko Haram. They are the ones that wanted to move Islam by force of the gun through territories where Islam never controlled for the past nearly 300 years. Now what is happening, you ask? Their own children can't even go to school and study without police protection. Yes, they want to have elections, you know. Daft people. He explained that the command had recently organized a seminar for school principals, headmasters, and proprietors of private schools on the need for them to be security conscious. Everywhere in the zoo, people are now panicking because the zoo is coming to an end, and rightfully so. Bomb drills causes panic at Sokoto Airport. A security mock exercise organized by the management of the Federal Airport Authority of the zoo, FAAN, at the Sultan Abubakar, the third international airport in Sokoto, has caused panic of bomb threat among passengers and residents. The exercise, according to the management, was carried out to wake the consciousness of all security agencies manning the airport, especially the police, on how best they are prepared in case of such threat within the vicinity. It was reported that security personnel have concealed a cylinder fire extinguisher in a black nylon with electrical wire attached to it before alerting the passengers of a possible bomb threat. A staff who spoke on the condition of anonymity said the bomb was placed in the terminal building near the VIP seats as early as 6 a.m. before other airport users began to arrive for duty. The action, however, caused a pandemonium among passengers and their relatives who are waiting for their various flight schedules as they scampered for safety. Everybody is afraid. Everybody is afraid, and we expect them to be. Fresh hurdles have now stalled the revived efforts to kick off the 3,050 megawatts Mambila hydropower plant in Taraba State, always in Awasa Land, all these capital infrastructure projects, which is the largest hydropower dam in the zoo and West Africa. It's been reported that a source privy to the project's planning in the Ministry of Power told Ministry of Power is planning this, but Jonathan wants you to pay for Second Niger Bridge. Federal Ministry of Mines and Power they are planning to build a new hydropower plant, not Kainji, in Taraba State. But Second Niger Bridge, Jonathan said he will only provide 60% of the money, and Igbo traders will provide 40%. Some of you don't know this. Go and read all the papers. It is there for all of you to see. But they are building fresh power plant for Awasa people. That is why I said Jonathan is hopeless. People don't quite understand why I can't stand that fool. Jonathan is a complete idiot. He will go and build hydro. It is here. But do you know what has happened? They have eaten the money. That is why President Goodluck Jonathan gave the marching orders to the power ministry to ensure the flag off of the project before the end of 2014. Jonathan is insisting that they must complete this power plant before 2014 is ended. But of course, it's ended. They've eaten the money. But when you ask him about Second Niger Bridge, you tell him, oh, I am happy with the progress of the work, but where is the work? I can't see it. Jonathan never gave Julius Berger any ultimatum. Of course, Jonathan is part Gwari. I don't know if you know that. Jonathan has Gwari blood in him. Gwari, Niger State. That's where part of his blood comes from. I'm not surprised. He is telling them to be urgent with Taraba State. They must build something and complete it. How about Second Niger Bridge? His name is Aziki Wilbina Jonathan Ikemachubu. Look at it. Well, if it's in Taraba, you must finish it. If it's a Second Niger Bridge, I'm happy with the progress of the work being done. It's been reported that the Nigerian Immigration Service, the Zoo Immigration Service, arrested 280 illegal aliens in Adamawa. The Adamawa Command of the Nigerian Immigration Service has arrested 280 illegal aliens in the state. The comptroller of the service in the state, Mr. Ubi Igbe, told newsmen in Yola that the arrest was part of the command's renewed efforts to rid the state of illegal aliens and enhance security. It is pertinent that we rid Adamawa of miscreants because it is very possible that they can compound the security situation in the zoo since they don't have valid papers and identifiable places of abode. Anybody can come to the zoo. You don't need papers. The only reason why they were rounded up was because of Boko Haram activity. If not, this is how Abacha came in and the family. And what's his name? Lamido Sanusi. They're from Niger Republic. But today, he's the MA of Kano. Anything is quite possible in that part of the world. After all, they are part of the Zoological Republic. Supporters of the APC in Adamawa Central Senatorial Zone yesterday staged a peaceful protest over the arrest of the party senatorial candidate in the area, Abdul Aziz Nyako, by the Economic and Financial Crimes Commission. The protesters held placards in Yola calling for the release of Abdul Aziz. The placards and inscriptions such as "Release Abdul Aziz Now." I am going to analyze this news for the benefit of Britain and the USA. Politics in the zoo. Public discourse or public service is based on ethnicity and religion. They say beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Therefore, your criminal activity is also in the eyes of the people who are not from your tribe to behold. What do I mean by that? If you're an Awasa man and you're a criminal, as this thing clearly states, Nyako is the Adamawa. Oh my God in heaven. People are rogues. Believe you me. People are criminals. Nyako is Adamawa governor. They have stolen money. The son wants to run for Adamawa Central Senatorial Zone. And he has been implicated by EFCC for stealing money. Awasa doesn't steal, like, Igbo people steal 100 million naira. Which is the money they used to buy to charter one aircraft to take them from Yola to Abuja and back. An Igbo man will be in power for 10 years. All he can steal is only 200 million. Awasa steal billions of dollars. Not local currency. They steal billions of dollars. Do you know that is exactly what happened? This man, having stolen money, but to the eyes of his own people, he's a saint. This is something that Americans and the British must understand, why the zoo can never be won. Someone has committed a very massive crime for which they should be tried. But his local tribesmen and women are saying, no, don't try him. He's brought the money to us. Money is ours. Leave him alone because he's our own. Any day white people in America and Britain understand this, life will be far more easier for black Africans. I have said this before. People don't quite follow, but maybe when you go out to preach Biafra, this is one thing you tell them as well. You will make them understand that people can only be condemned if they are not from a particular village or ethnic group or tribe, depending on how you want to say it. But here on Radio Biafra, we call a spade a spade. We tell you the truth. If it is in Biafra land, you cannot steal money in Ohafia and you run to Arochukwu to go and stay. It's impossible. We'll try you. We'll jail you. If you're a public official, we'll hang you publicly in your father's compound. So in your next life, you will not steal from the public. As simple as that. I said in Biafra land, if you're a public official and you are caught embezzling money, you will be hanged in your own father's compound in your village square. That in your next life, you will not tamper with public funds. For your information. So, now, please, FBI, tell me. Somebody committed a crime in Utah. And you went to Utah to arrest the person. And they say, no, you can't arrest him because he's from here. You are from New York. They'll ask you, Mr. FBI, where are you from? You say, oh, I'm from New York. They say, then go back to New York. This is Utah. You don't come here to arrest anybody. How will you feel? This is what happens in the zoo called Nigeria that makes it practically impossible for Nigeria to be one. I can't try somebody who committed a crime. I cannot. I'll be accused of bias. Oh, you're saying it because you're not Hausa Fulani. That's what they will say. Therefore, allow people to go back to how they were before you came. Britain is making life difficult for black people in Africa through meddling, which is not very good. As I will report later on about the inflation in the zoo, but Barclays Bank is coming under mounting pressure to pay millions of pounds. It's a very old news because Barclays is now planning to return back to the zoo. Barclays Bank announced recently that they're planning to reopen in Nigeria after many years of being kicked out and their assets nationalized by the former head of state, Murtala Mohammed, which led to the assassination of Murtala Mohammed, backed up by Britain. Britain supported the assassination of Murtala Mohammed. Today, people don't know who Barclays Bank is, but I will tell them. The new evidence uncovered is that Barclays Bank made profit from slavery. It prompted leading black American campaigners to write to senior Barclays officials demanding meeting over the issue. That was when Barclays was trying to buy Dutch Amro. I don't know if you understand. The New York-based Restitution Study Group has uncovered evidence that two prominent slave trading bankers, Benjamin and Arthur Haywood from Liverpool here, prominent traders in human flesh, founded Haywood's Bank in 1773 on profits from slave trade. Haywood's was taken over by Martin's Bank in 1883, which itself was bought by Barclays in 1968. Slavery. Slave money. That was when they lost respect for us. You know, after buying somebody as your personal property, how can you regard that person again? And we have not helped. I keep saying, listen, the only thing stopping black people from rising up to their potential, I'm not asking them to go and compete with white people, because I don't envisage any day black people will sit down, say a government like that of Jonathan funding space travel, or saying we want to put a black man from Africa on the surface of the moon. You know, that's not possible. We are talking about rice and garri to eat, not going to the moon. Therefore, our people must be able to reason properly. The problem with black people is incapability to reason. The brain is the problem. The brain is the problem we have. Can you reason properly? If the answer is yes, then Biafra will come and you will build a magnificent civilization. If the answer is no, you will remain monkeys forever and ever. The zoo inflation rate rose for the second consecutive month to 8.2%. Second, only 2 months in the year, inflation is at 8.2%. For those who are learned, those who are studied, those who are, I don't know how to put it, those who are enlightened, I would say, who understand the damaging implications of hyperinflation in any economy, especially in one that cannot produce goods and services for sale outside. The inflation has now risen to 8.2% in only 2 months. And the naira has fallen sharply, which means what 100 naira could buy you before? Pure water very soon will be one bag for 100 naira. The zoo is finished. The zoo is dead. because you have monkeys running the economy. They have doctorate degrees, but they don't know nothing, honestly speaking. Oburahad is just empty. People run to them because they have a lot of incumbency. As I told somebody before, he said, oh, but why is it difficult for people to follow you en masse the way they followed Ojukwu before? I said, because Ojukwu had the power of incumbency. Ojukwu was in political office. Our people wanted that logo. They wanted something from him. From a standing start, and of course, Nwokoko was Rikonyago. You know, when Obunyanonto, once a poor person comes into something, everything is ruined. Obunyanonto. Obunyanonto, poverty is a very bad thing. Especially when poverty affects the brain. Anywhere you see coins, you pick up. If you see plate number, you sell. Anything you see, ID card, anything. Everything you see, you sell. In the name of Biafra. Just to raise money. Because you are poor. Very, very poor in spirit. There are some things we don't do. And we can never do. This is Radio Biafra. That concludes our news presentation this very evening. Wherever you are today is the 17th day of February. In the year of our Lord, 2015. The time now is very close to 26 minutes. To 9 p.m. here in London. Our lines are open. I will welcome the barrister, of course. Anytime he comes back to me, I will welcome him very, very gladly. But we can now report very confidently that our lines are open. If you wish to speak to us, you are more than welcome to do so. If you wish to speak to us, you are more than welcome to do so because our lines are now open. Our lines are open. If you call us, we will be able to take your call. This is Radio Biafra once again. The number to call remains +44208 133 9976. We also have another number, and that very number is +44783130836. We are on Skype. Simply Radio Biafra will do it. Just add Radio Biafra onto your Skype contact list. If you call us, we will take your call. Radio Biafra is also on Viber. We are on Tango on the same number. +44783130836. This is Radio Biafra. Thank you very much. As in Kem, who keeps me company on WhatsApp, who write to me all the time. I must thank you very much for also your company. I believe that the barrister is with me. Very eminent, very accomplished attorney at law, and the barrister as well. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Director. Today's news has been full of bluff, killings, maiming people, and destroying others. This is a sad day for a lot of people in the zoo, including the Hausa Fulani Boko Haram, those who are not very close to the Boko Haram people. They are killing quite a lot of our people and their own people. I have never seen any Yoruba man or woman condemn what Boko Haram are doing out there. It is very brave of Willa Shuinka to say that Buhari is a brutal dictator. Even when the BBC were interviewing him, he was very adamant to say that Buhari is a very brutal dictator. Because I know he never liked Abacha, because Abacha sent him on exile. And when Abacha died, he came back home. Most of his life has been on exile. It's a big shame that the zoo is, but then again, it's good for us because the zoo is going down, 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 and down. I remember what Buhari was writing about, Shagari was writing about Buhari, because Buhari took Shagari away when he was running a democratic government in the zoo. Buhari, with his own style of leadership, took this guy away and imprisoned him, and Shagari has never been happy. He's been shouting at the background, and he made his opinion known that all this while Buhari has been trying to run for election, he's never came to Shagari village to seek for permission from him and his family, because the guy knows what he did. So Shagari has already told Buhari to stand aside, that all this is doing will not get him to nowhere. But of course, Buhari has his own supporters, like that monkey Olusegun Obasanjo, who, if you put him and the monkeys together, you will not know who is who.
It's ape. Please don't insult monkeys. It's ape. Ape. Ape.
Also, ape. Man, that guy is an ugly man. Just so ugly.
Too ugly.
Is imaginable. So, director, that has been what the case is in the zoo. Killing, maiming, you know, destroying people. And, you see, the Americans can easily tell you that the zoo is ending, but the British will not bring themselves to saying it. As we talk, they still support Buhari, irrespective of his ignorance, his uneducation, his foolishness, his ignorance, his age, and his moronic attitude. The British will still support him, because British always like a fool. They like somebody who is imbecilic, so that they place him there. Oil is their heart. The foolish a man is, the more British people will like him. If you're clever, they will disown you. They don't like dealing business or doing business with somebody who is clever, because they consider themselves to be clever. And when you check deep down, they are not that clever, director. The British only do things when there is an accident. Then they'll go back and review. If you check them and the way and the style they live with their own lives here in this country, they are not that clever. But they will always support a wicked dictatorship in any country. When you check all the countries that have raised wicked men and women, British support it. Why? They will have a stake in that particular country. That is what they do. It's unfortunate. But the zoo is ending, and Biafra is coming up. The more they are finishing each other, the less problem for us. Because Biafrans, we have already keyed in. We've keyed it in that this year is our own year. Except and only if Tukwa Biama is sleeping, which we know he will never, because he brought us to come and activate the restoration of Biafra. And that's what we are doing. Director, could you say more? Good evening. I stand around.
Thank you, Barrister. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome each and every one of you once again. I have somebody waiting on Viber all this while. That is what I like. People who are dedicated. People who are consistent. Not 1 minute you call, the next minute you jump off. There is no consistency. There is no patience. The caller on this very Viber, can you hear me? Confirm you can hear me, please.
Are you talking to me, Director?
Yes, I'm talking to you, please. Your name and where you are. You have called us on Viber. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, I call from Trier, Germany.
From where, sorry?
From Trier.
Trier, in Germany. Thank you very much. And your name, please?
I'm Emmanuel Lamani from Enugu State.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
So, I've
been listening secretly for a very long time.
Yes, today you have come out in the open. Chukwu Abiam will be praised. Thank you.
I love what you guys are doing there. It's very, very nice. I don't know where you get your strength, but I know Chukwu Abiam is behind it.
Of course he is. Chukwu Abiam is God.
I know exactly what to do, and I will do just that.
Wonderful. 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 Thank you very much. Thank you.
So, keep it up.
We have to. We have to. Thank you very much. Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
Chukwu Abiam, bless you. Thank you very much. I have a caller on the line as well. Everywhere people are calling us, we must acknowledge them one after the other. Our secret listener, why won't you come out? Truth is truth. You may not like it, but truth is truth. Anytime, any day, anywhere, anytime. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
I can hear you, my director. Director, I want to commend you for your valuable effort for reviving the new Biafra in our mind.
Thank you.
Hello? Yeah.
Thank you very much.
So, you see, this thing that happens in the zoo called Nigeria is an outlet for the Biafrans. We Biafrans. And as Spinny, I can never pray for the betterment of Nigeria. I used to pray with so there will be crisis. in Nigeria. Because when there are crises, it is an eye-opener for every individual, for every Biafra. So it is a breakthrough. If I'm not mistaken, it's a breakthrough to we Biafrans. So I can never pray for betterment of Nigeria. I like the crisis that has been falling on Nigeria, the zoo itself. So, my amiable director.
Yes, my dear brother.
I thank you. I thank you. Well, more grace to your elbow.
Thank you very much.
We are here. We are here. And we are capable of doing anything. We have trying to be recruited as an army of Biafra. But yes. They are giving us some to say, come to tomorrow, come today, come tomorrow.
No. You people should wait. You people should wait until... The problem is that we need to recruit the rat. Some people come, they think it is Rambo. They see one problem or the other, they run away. We are working on the intellect and the mindset of our people to understand the essence of mental strength. I don't want people in this army that will face an enemy after 2-3 days, they run away. The spirit of buying and selling has gone into us so much that if you're doing something, you want to see the gain. Now, the gain is not there, you just run away. So that is the problem we have been experiencing, which we are putting right. And I will, of course, finalize when I get home. Because I'll be home second week of next month, I will be home. And we make sure that every soldier, every volunteer, they go through series upon series of tests before they can qualify to come and join us. And exactly, you're going through the same thing now. Don't complain if you're a volunteer for the Army of Biafra. Anything you are told to do, you do it. If we tell you to stay in your village and don't do anything, if you move from there, you will no longer be regarded as a very fine soldier. We will not recruit you. We want those who obey command and order. Anything you're told to do, you do it. If you move from there, you are finished. That's how we work. Okay. So even when we say to you, oh, stay in your house, wait. If you complain,
I'm
you cannot join
by
us.
Them. I'm very, very important. By them.
Yes. What is your name?
I'm Akachi by name. Akachi. My name is Akachi.
Okay, thank you very much. Yes, so remain where you are.
Thank you.
As soon as I broadcast from Biafra land, then you can contact once again. But for the time being, call this very number to register your interest. 090-090-9077-6589.
Yeah.
I repeat, 090-907-76589.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Director.
Thank you, my dear brother. May Chukwa Biama bless and guide you. Thank you very much for that. This is Radio Biafra. All our lines are open. Our Skype line is open. People are calling us on Viber a lot today. I don't know what is going on. Maybe it's a novelty of a new means of contacting Radio Biafra. But people are calling us, and we are duty bound to take your calls, and we are taking them. This is Radio Biafra. I have this very caller on Viber. Can you hear me? If you can, your name and where you are. We are Radio Biafra. Hello?
Yeah, my director, good evening.
Good evening, my dear brother.
Okay. Yeah, my name is Ugo Chinonso. I'm calling from Nigeria.
Which part of the zoo are you calling from? From where? Sorry?
Enugu State.
From Enugu State. Thank you very much. Are you listening to Radio Biafra right now, where you are?
Yeah, I'm actually listening to Radio Biafra.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
So I joined the program yesterday. You know, yesterday was my first time. Though I've been following through Facebook, but yesterday was my first day of, you know, going through radio to listen live to you. Then with what I heard, I'm astonished, because this is a kind of a motivation I've been looking for, as in a kind of a forum or a kind of something that will make Biafrans to know that actually they are not Nigerians, because the zoo Nigeria is already expired. So I love this this avenue or this medium that such a thing is going. Though I have not, you know, I'm not that you know, buoyant or thereabouts now. I'm just a graduate who graduated from one of the universities of Zoo called Nigeria Unemployed, but in my own small way, I'm starting up something. Now, my little effort, I've been trying to communicate with people, tell them about this Radio Biafra, how they can, you know, have the mentality of that they are Biafrans. At least I know so many people that I've told about this radio station, this program, that they should keep on listening to, for this to change their mentality of calling themselves Nigeria. So I'm I'm greatly impressed with your, with the way you handle the program, and I say more kudos. I really appreciate that.
Thank you very much. Director. Thank you very much, Amechukwu Abiyama. Bless you immensely. I have a caller on the other line as well. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, please. Your name and where you're calling us from, if you may.
My name is Tina Hampet, and I'm calling from Nkwere.
From Nkwere. I can't hear you. Your voice is very, very low. Your voice is too low. Can you raise your voice, please? Hello? Chinasa, can you hear me? Your voice is very, very low. Please try and call us back. The caller on the line, can you hear me? I don't know what is going on. The caller on the line, they can no longer hear me. Please hold on a second. Those of you, the caller, our UK coordinator, I can see that you're on the line with us. Please remain where you are. I don't know what has gone wrong with the other one. Please stay where you are. Remain where you are, please. Remain where you are. Let's take this call. The caller on the line, can you hear me? The caller on the line, can you hear me? They're not paying attention. The caller on the line, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. These are all new callers, so we have to excuse them. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? I can hear you, but your voice is very, very low. I have no idea what is going on. Your voice is too low. Can you hear me, please?
Good evening.
Good evening, my dear brother.
Yeah, I want to use this opportunity to thank you for all the work you have been doing for the people of Biafra, Director.
Thank you very much. And please give us your name. Give us your name before you continue. Give us your name. Go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Aloysius Okafo, and I'm calling from Russia, Moscow.
From Moscow, thank you very much.
From Anambra State.
Thank you.
Njikoka, local government.
Njikoka, thank you.
Director.
Thank you, go ahead.
Yeah, Director, before I proceed, I have one or two questions to ask you, Director, please.
Go ahead.
First of all, Director, you know the problem we are facing here in Russia?
Yes.
For the crisis going on here, Director. Most of us paid our defense fund in robo. And now the money has gone beyond, you know. So I don't know if there is any exception for us here in Moscow, Director.
There will be no exception because, hold on.
Part of the defense fund, and I've never finished before this crisis come up. So I don't know if there is any exception for us before I proceed.
I don't think there is. It depends on your conscience. What does your conscience tell you? If you can afford it, you do. If you can't, you can't. It's as simple as that. What I don't want are hypocrites. You know, if people can afford to, make sure that they complete their defense fund in the new, exchange rate with the ruble, then they must do it. But what I don't understand is why the delay? Why was it that when this money was contributed before, it wasn't sent? Why the delay? Why are they delaying? What did Agujebo delay? Why the delay that the money became useless?
Director, the issue was that the time I came back from Nigeria, that was when I paid the little money I have, so hoping to end my salary before I complete it. Then on the process, the crisis goes beyond, Director. You know, so that's what I just want to add before I conclude my.
Yeah, well, anything your conscience tells you is what you're going to do. We don't force people on Radio Biafra. It's not compulsory. If you're a good Biafran, you know what to do, and you try and do it.
Okay, Director. Thank you for the answer. And secondly, Director, I want to use this opportunity to announce our upcoming meeting. Our upcoming meeting will be on this very Sunday. This very Sunday, the 22 of February, sorry, at Metro Nuri Kuzneski. That's Cabana Club. The address is number four Roshovskaya, Nabrezhnaya. Please, I want to tell the Russian IPO members, please endeavor to come to this meeting. It is very, very important, please. And those of us that are giving us some little money, please don't forget to go with your money. Please, this time around, we don't need any excuses. We don't want to hear that I forgot my wallet at home or my wallet is still on the way. Come in, please. We don't need any excuses, please, because this is the time we need this very money. Please, I'm really supposed to beg everybody. Please, try to come. And those of us that have not been in our meeting for some while now, please, try to endeavor to come, please. Director, we are with you, Director. And very soon, I'll be going back to the zoo. Director, I don't need anybody to buy me gold. I have AK-49 that my father gave to me during... he gave me this AK-49 before he died. You know, and this AK-49, he told me that he collected it during the war from Nigerian Hausa Army during the war. So, Director, I'm going to talk to myself. I'm going to make sure I join and make sure the zoo comes down to blow every Guardian 14 person down, Director. Thank you for all the work you have given for the Biafrans. Please, may you keep it up with you. Very soon, I'll join you at home. Thank you very much, Director, and more able to work, Director.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Amechukwu Abiama. Bless you. Thank you very, very much for that. Thank you. I have somebody who happens to be on the line. They have been waiting for a very long time. I wonder if they can hear me. The UK coordinator, Onyebuchi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Please go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Thank you. Good evening, my director.
Good evening.
Good evening, Biafrans. My beloved Biafrans, my name is Emeka Onyebuchi. I am the National Coordinator of the Indigenous People of Biafra in the UK. I am from Obago in Owu, Enugu province of Biafra land. One of the greatest philosophers of our time, Karl Marx, once stated that the reason or the act of philosophy is not to describe the world we are living in, but to find solution to its problems, to make a positive change. That is the reason why when you enroll in a university to do a PhD, that is Doctor of Philosophy program, the academia wants to see that you have something novel, something to contribute to knowledge. The universities I meant here are universities that will scrutinize your work and make sure that you did not copy other people's work verbatim. Universities that subject your work to a software that will go through it line by line and expose any element of cheating. It is not the like of universities in Nigeria where some people reproduce other people's work and take credit to it. Since I have known Nigeria, she has been describing the problems of the people, not solving it. Despite the numerous universities, the many professors, and the so-called PhD holders, Nigeria cannot refine her petroleum products. She cannot generate electricity. Healthcare for all is non-existent. Schools are ill-equipped. No no good roads. Value for human life is nothing. Biafra we are seeking to restore will not only describe her people's problem, but will strive to solve it by providing good refineries that will employ thousands of our youth, good health care for all. Our doctors and nurses will return to Biafra land from abroad, and we will equip our hospitals. Our universities will train and graduate people that are ready to work. Our road networks will be the best in Africa and will reduce the rate of road accidents. Value for lives will be put at a high priority. I must once again appeal to all Biafrans to contribute money for our satellite internet connectivity equipment. I expect IPOB in Europe to rise to this occasion. Our IPOB global PayPal account remains omunna2014@gmail.com. I'll take it again. It's omunna2014@gmail.com. For European countries that have IPOB national accounts, kindly direct anyone in your countries or zones without PayPal account to please pay into your national IPOB account, from where the money will be collected and transferred to our global account in Germany on daily basis. Please endeavor to reference your payments with your names and SAT equipment. I repeat again, reference your payment with your names and SAT equipment so that we'll be able to allocate the money to where it belongs. May Chukwuabiama bless you all. Thank you, my director. Good evening, everyone.
Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. That was our UK coordinator reminding us once again of our obligation to ensure that when I travel to Biafra land, that this very broadcast will continue uninterrupted from that very holy land to the rest of humanity. This is Radio Biafra. Please, if you don't know what to do, ensure that you try to contribute towards this very effort by making sure that you go to Omunna 2014, Omunna, UMUNNA 2014@gmail.com to make your contributions via PayPal, the most secure way to do so. I have a caller on the line. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Please, your name and where you're calling from. We are Radio Biafra.
Okay. Yeah, my name is Ifani. I'm calling from Enugu, Nigeria.
Ifani, who? What is your father's name? My name is Nnamdi Kanu. Ahanamuwa Kanu. What is your father's name, please?
Okay, my name is Ifani Otuwewe. I'm on Abuja State.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Go back to English, please, Ifani, so that people can understand you. Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, this is my first time of tuning on this radio.
Yes.
So, this radio, Biafra.
Yes.
So, I'm so excited. I'm very happy that that something like this is existing. I like this development. So, at least it will be a kind of a good avenue, good medium for people that doesn't know that Biafra exists, you know. It's a good opportunity. Like now, I think I will start telling people about Radio Biafra. And I like your programs. You keep it up. I want to commend you guys
for
this effort. It's a wonderful development.
Thank you
very much. I think I like what is happening here.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you.
I will continue following up here. And also, I will make sure that I help in propagating Biafra through this medium, also telling people about it.
Wonderful.
We'll get there.
Of course.
I know we'll get there.
We will eventually. Yes. Thank you very much. Thank you.
So I will keep on communicating with you guys. We're with you guys. Yes. You guys have our support.
Wonderful.
Yes.
I'm grateful to hear that. Thank you, my dear brother.
Yes.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you. I'm Etukwuma. Bless you. We don't have need to advertise too much. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the line, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the line, can you hear me? They are listening to themselves, please. I crave your indulgence to desist from listening to your own voice and please engage with us here. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone.
I can hear you very properly. My director.
Thank you very much, please. Your name and where you are.
Yes, my name is Ojukwuachi. I'm calling from Aba in Imo State.
Thank you very much, Ojukwu. Go ahead. The world is listening. This is Radio Biafra.
Honestly speaking, I'm so much happy to hear what you've been doing in the case of Biafra because I'm very much happy. I don't even know that you are going to such extent to betray and defend Biafra the way you're defending us. I want to go back to what Nabakotana Dasa just turned off his membership of PDP. I want to let the world know that the way he turned his PDP, that is the way this zoo has been torn.
He say.
Everybody has done that. The way he turned his card is, it means that this zoo has been torn. And that's divine mandate. And nobody's going to mend it again. It's going to remain so till eternity.
He say.
There's one observation I want to make. Please, my good brother, I love your job. My fear, I just use that word fear because as a human being, how are you going to actualize this of our noble dream without support of any international community? And that's the reason I want to know from you because I believe in you. Thank you.
Thank you. Stay where you are. I want to answer your question live on air so that the whole world will hear me. You said, how are we going to do this without the support of international community? And I want to place it on record, please. I want people to listen very carefully. That everybody, every member of the United Nations Security Council, every member of the United Nations General Assembly who are signatory to the 2005 Charter on the Rights of the Indigenous People as ratified and adopted by the United Nations and also simultaneously ratified and adopted by the AU, of which the zoo is a signatory, makes it legitimate for the pursuit of Biafra to be accomplished in our lifetime, because already humanity have already assented to that very fact. I report, I said, United Nations is with us. If you refer to the document of the rights of indigenous people, it is as explicit as it can be. You have the right as indigenous people to seek political self-determination. The man and woman that made that, I must explain this very carefully so people understand this. The people that made that possible, I'm not just saying one country support you or two. I said everybody who is signatory to that very paper is in support of Biafra. Is in support of Biafra by stipulates of law, international law. They support by international law, not by us going behind the door to do anything. They ratified a document that said, should you wish to have Biafra, you can have it. Because Biafra is populated by indigenous people. The reason why George Bush and our dear sister, the only black person in America that I have regard for, I say it all the time, Condoleezza Rice. You see that woman, Chukwu Abiam, will bless her. The only black person I have respect for in America, apart from one or two of our brothers who are in this struggle secretly, they don't come out, but they contribute and support us in every way that they can. Condoleezza Rice is a very fine woman, heaven knows, and Chukwu Abiam will bless her. This woman did something for black people that black people sometimes don't even understand the magnitude of. By convincing George Bush to pursue the adoption of the Charter of Indigenous People all over the world, she has done all she could for black people. It is now left for all of us, we monkeys from Africa, to get together to say that this nonsense the British put us under can no longer be sustainable. People don't understand that Nigeria is illegal. According to United Nations Education, UNESCO, United Nations Education and Cultural Society Organization, UNESCO, By the very definition of UNESCO, its aims and objectives, what it stands for. If you go into a culture, if you go into a system and you tamper with that system, you have committed a crime against humanity. For Britain to come, for England to come into my land, and when they were leaving, they left me as a Nigerian. Britain altered a natural sequence of events that had been in existence for 5,000 years. Overnight, they destroyed everything that we are as a people. People don't know that Britain is a material breach of articles and association which they themselves appended their names to. Britain broke the rules of United Nations by creating the zoo called Nigeria. Nigeria was never a country. Nigeria was a concession company called Royal Niger Company. They were trading on the oil rivers because that was, they called it oil river because as they were coming, they saw oil coming from the bottom of River Niger in Biafran territory. That's where he got the name, Oil River Protectorate. People don't know this, but we have to tell you because we are learned. Anye gurakwukwo kubugiyoke. We are learned. If you think you're intelligent, come, let's debate. Yes, anye gurakwukwo kubugiyoke. Let us debate. If you last 5 minutes, you know you're a man. They named it Oil Rivers because oil was coming from the bed of River Niger. If you go to Ogbaru today, Ogbaru is in Anambra State, you will see crude oil coming out of the bottom of the sea, of the river rather. I don't tell you what I have not seen. With my two naked eyes, I saw it. Because when they saw all that oil coming up, they called it Oil River. They saw all the riches in that very place. They decided to turn a simple company, Royal Niger Company. They came to trade, you know. And we signed agreements asking, giving them trade concession so that when the French come, we don't sell to the French, we only sell to the British. Some of you who didn't grow up in the village won't understand what I'm saying. Tobacco. They went to the market to go and do shopping in a shopping mall. From a company, we ended up as a country. And I see monkeys jumping up and down. I'm a Nigerian. When I look at them, I know. Within a black Nigerian, I see everything wrong with the black race. The inability to reason properly. Who were you before the white man came? You were a human being. The same way the white man came to your country, from trading to forming a country, can you come to England or any country in Europe and do the same thing? The answer is no. Our dear sister Condoleezza Rice, in conjunction with President George Bush Jr., whom God will bless, decided to alter that by saying, I am handing back to black African people an instrument that has the legal backing of United Nations authority to go back and decide your own fate yourselves. People are running up and down telling me they're going to PDP campaign in the Bariba now. This is Radio Biafra. Our work is endless. Our work is relentless. We must continue because Chukwu Abiama is here. I keep saying it. Onyenwanyi benigwen on etitianyi. Chukwu Abiama, without his help, we cannot do what we are doing. And without Chukwu Abiama, we cannot succeed. That is why we remain incorruptible before his sight and before man on this very earth. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are.
Hello. Nwachukwu from the zoo called Nigeria.
Nwachukwu from the zoo. Which part of the cage are you in inside this zoo called Nigeria? Which cage are you in?
Enugu.
Thank you very much. Please continue. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. A.K.A. Benegiwa, my sub-request. Eko,
thank you. Thank you very much.
From Sunday, come on, Taruni.
Yes. So you go out and tell, since Sunday, you go out and tell your friends as well. Tell them about Radio Biafra. You got us on Sunday. Go and tell your neighbors about Radio Biafra. Tell everybody on your street. Tell them we have nothing to do with the criminal or Wazirike. We are under IPOB.
I've been promulgating it as in my own capacity.
Wonderful.
Yeah, and I've contributed immensely to the betterment of people in my own capacity as well, of which I will be quite in happy if I get the proper avenue that I'll be supplying my right of, because the one that is giving me sleepless nights is now the understanding of our Igbo core members in the northern part of Nigeria, because it's giving me sleepless nights. Actually, I have, but I just have over there. Neither will I like or use again to go over there, because nobody is speaking on there for first time.
Yes.
So please, if you can use this medium now from Kepi, I wouldn't mind.
Yes.
Get the SUGs to get them convinced so that they will matter out, so that the means in which they need to send our brothers in the north will be stopped. I'm very grateful for this wonderful opportunity you guys are doing. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And if you want, please, you can submit anything you have to info@radiobiafralondon.com. If you have any write-up, if you have any suggestion, info@radiobiafralondon.com. This is Radio Biafra. We are continuing our work. The enemies and the devil is at work, but we are riding above them. You know, everywhere we go to, they challenge us, they try to attack us, but they always fail. This is Radio Biafra. I have a caller on Skype. Can this caller on Skype hear me? We are Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, can you hear me one more time before I go to another caller? Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? They are not paying attention. I'm talking to you. You're the one on Skype. Right? What do you mean? Is it you? Of course it's you. You're the one on Skype, isn't it?
Good brother, director.
And good evening from here. Please go ahead.
Yes, this is Lawrence Ani calling from Taiwan.
From Taiwan. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
You behave like a typical Igbo man. You come 1 month and the next month you disappear. We look for you for another 4 months and then you appear. Idikonyan as well here, buying and selling. An unreliable Igbo man.
No. Oh God, no director, it's not that way. You know, sometimes even to get through with you, it's really, really amazing job.
Of
you have to dial in whole night.
I know.
You know, but okay. we listen to you always, and we are working together with you. Don't worry, director. You are doing a great job. Even if we didn't call you, we are working with you, both flesh and spirit.
Thank you.
So, on behalf of our indigenous people of Biafra in Taiwan, we say thank you and we give you condolence. And I also want to announce our meeting here for the indigenous people of Biafra in Taipei, Taiwan. If you guys are listening, our meeting must always be held every twice a month. Normally, as we do, you people don't have to change it. And Taipei coordinator, Pastor, if you are listening, you have to make sure every twice a month, second week of the month and last week of the month, you must always hold your meetings. And for your monthly dues and defense fund, everybody has to work hard on it. I don't want to keep begging. So everybody has to come up. Thank you, director, very much. And thank you for picking my call today. I'm very,
That's
very
okay.
grateful.
Thank you very much.
We will always call you, director. We will always call you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our job is to unite genuine Biafrans all over the world. By Biafra, I mean Idoma, Igala. I mean also people from Ebanke, from Isoko, from Ishekiri, people who are Igbo. I mean a boundary of Biafra. They ask me all the time, where is this very boundary of Biafra that you keep talking about all the time? Biafra, 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 where is the boundary? The boundary of Biafra is very simple. Do you want to know how to find it? You don't need a tape recorder. You don't need a measuring machine. You don't need even a tape you can put on the ground. You don't need anything extraordinary. You don't need satellite imaging. When you come to the zoo called Nigeria, when you come to that very zoo that they call Nigeria, I want to prove to our people how it is perfect with what we are doing. It is, even the British, when I criticize them, they don't like it. They try to also tamper with our broadcast. It's normal. We understand that very well. It is in their nature to tamper with things. They don't want us to preach the truth from their own soil, but we are doing it. They can tamper with our line all they like. Everywhere they are tampering. These people, they make me laugh. They are tampering with our lines. The British don't want you.
It's news. People will not know what we are talking about. So, Director, continue to do what you're doing. Even the one, COC, they broadcast in the morning with, which and before I happen to listen to that, they narrate everything, you know, Director. And they're beginning to speak the way you speak as well. So, make you quite damn bless the whole Biafrans, Director. And also, anytime I call, I want to use this opportunity as well, again, to remind indigenous people of Biafra in the Republic of Ireland about our coming up, national general meeting coming up in Cork on this coming Saturday. By half three, we urge everybody to be there earlier so that we can sort some things out. Director, I thank you so much. I don't want to stay too much because I called yesterday, because I know the work you're doing, the work Chukwuma they send you to do, you are doing it. The one the eye will see, the one the eye will not see. You are doing it, Director, spiritually, physically. You are doing it. As you said, that you don't want to do this. You are forced to do that. And that is what you're doing. It's like
thank you very much. Thank you very much, my dear brother. That was Peter Wuzier from Cork in Ireland. The caller on the other line, can you hear me?
Yes, my director. Just waiting for you to give me go ahead, sir.
Please go ahead. Confirm your name and where you're calling from, if you may.
My name is Ndibintu Eze from Delta. In fact, director, I don't even want to use a Delta state.
Are you from Anioma?
I want to return.
You're from Anioma.
Anioma.
That's where you're
thank
from.
Thank you, my director.
Anioma. Not Delta.
From Anioma province in Biafra land.
Exactly.
Because we must start to prove that we are all learned to stop and to drop all the confusion and the shenanigans that the British and the Yoruba media try to use to blockade. That is one side. Director, I want to link up with one of your broadcasts. I think that should be one of your broadcasts from Biafra land.
Yeah.
You, in respect of our daughter and sister, Papando Adeze.
That is correct, yes. You've not told us where you're calling us from. Hold on, you have not told us where you're calling us from.
Sorry, my director. I'm calling from United States of America here in New York City.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Thank you, my director. America, the United States of America, despite being engulfed in Vietnam War, the United States government never meaningfully recognized that the Biafran situation existed until this month. This month in context being February 25th, 1969, a journalist by Jeffrey D. Bloom. Now, the government had not even breathed the possibility of officials, U.S. recognition of Biafra as a nation, predominantly as a result of the archaic One Nigerian policy, which America inherited from Britain and has guided state attitudes towards West Africa for years. This was, that paragraph tends to say that the British confused America. When America was concerned, what is going on with these people? After we said you people should leave, just according to your word, Director, we said you people, you British, should leave this territory and leave these people the way they are. The British came in respect of the Foreign Office. The Foreign Office of the British is full with lies. They said, no, they are one Nigeria. Because the scheme of the British till today is so confused and is a confused politician. Just the way somebody imposed you, sir, my director, that the House of Fulani went to the British, went to visit. They only got to the corrupt ones. Just the way they can find their way here in America. It is not supported by the Americans. It is supported by corrupt politicians. They are here, not only in Nigeria. What the British planted is what they carry along with them, what they planted in Nigeria. So, this 6 months, earlier this month, in February 1969, earlier this month, the State Department sent six-month fact-finding mission to examine the needs of both Nigeria and Biafra, and to make recommendations to the U.S. government about the necessary forms and amount of possible aid. Senator Charles E. Goodell, a Republican from New York, accompanied by his administrative assistant, Charles W. Doon, was in charge of the mission's diplomatic aspect. Then, in addition, four experts on African problems, led by Jane Mayer, professor of nutrition at the School of Public Health, also trekked to Biafra. They made detailed studies of the supply and health of both sides of the conflict. But they concentrated on Biafra because of the huge gap in America's knowledge of the situation there due to the lack of diplomatic link with that area. Mayer said, and I quote, at least this mission means the State Department realizes that Biafra will probably survive for at least the immediate future. Now, the United States sent their delegation in 1969. These were their founding. Before the Civil War, Biafra differed from most developing nations because it had a good supply of food and water and sound public health policy, with many physicians, nurses, hospitals, and clinics following the slaughter of 40,000 Igbos in 1966. About 2 million Igbos and other minority groups left their position throughout Nigeria and fled to Biafra. Additional refugees continue to pour into Biafra to avoid capture by the Nigerian troops, who had gained a reputation for slaughtering whole villages. Thank God.
It's terrible.
I can't continue. Director, please. Thank you, my brother in the UK, please continue to announce that number, the account number for us to donate for us to bypass the issue.
Yes.
Please, director, continue to announce that account. And in fact, Jehovah, I can't just wait. Then one of the findings of this, he said, Mayer said that several samples collected by the mission, by this mission sent by America, which could not have been fixed by the Biafra, were submitted to the Food and Drug Administration upon the group's return. The sample contained arsenic. The administration confirmed the Biafran's report, Mayer said. Yes. Now,
I want
this Nigerian, we are poisoning the food.
Yes, stay where you are.
The food coming to Biafran land.
Stay where you are, my dear brother. Remain where you are. There is something I want to bring in to augment, I would say, what we've been touching upon all this while. I said before that everything you hear on Radio Biafra is abundantly correct. I've also said it time and time again, that anything you do not hear on Radio Biafra is not factually correct. I will say it now for the benefit of those who are listening. I want to give you categorical assurance that the zoo is illegal. People sometimes think we say things for the sake of it. Everything you hear on Radio Biafra is factually correct. I want to support what Emeka is saying from New York. I want to prove beyond every reasonable doubt that Nigeria is illegal. Therefore, you don't have any need nor fear to go out and declare yourself proudly as a Biafran because you existed before the British even was formed. I want to read a United Nations document. It is only Article 8 of this very Charter on the Rights of Indigenous People. Article 8 of the Rights of Indigenous People as published by the United Nations and adopted by the General Assembly of the UN. So all the questions about how many countries are supporting Biafra is irrelevant, because it is there. If you work towards the Biafra being free, you have the whole world supporting you. They are not black people that will write a constitution and just abandon it. No. White people are different. When a white person gives their assent to a document, they abide by it. That is why they are classed as civilized people. When they give you their word, they stick to it. They may not like it, but they have to abide by it. This thing I'm about to read now goes to prove to everybody. It's an official UN document, please. Mind you, I'm not even going to go as far as UNESCO. They have actually encapsulated everything that UNESCO stood for inside this very document that we owe to Condoleezza Rice and George W. Bush Jr. for making it possible, for making it possible for the world to adopt this. I want you to listen very carefully, please. Article 8 of the Rights of Indigenous People as adopted by the UN, beginning to read from 1. Article 8, stanza 1 or chapter 1 or whatever it is, or verse 1. Indigenous peoples and individuals, meaning Biafra, have the right not to be subjected to forced assimilation or destruction of their culture. Listen carefully. I studied in England. I know English language very well. By forcing me to abandon Biafra and become part of Nigeria, Britain is a material breach of international convention. UN document. I will read this document again for you. Indigenous peoples and individuals have the right not to be subjected to forced assimilation or destruction of their culture. By putting me into Nigeria, you have destroyed my way of life. You have destroyed, in fact, this means even that the coming of Christianity is a crime. It's here now, UN. People who are learned. You don't force me to follow your way of life. You allow me to discover your way of life. If your way of life is superior to mine, then I will adopt it. Any action, I continue to read, any action which has the aim or effect of depriving people of their integrity or distinct identity or of their cultural values or ethnic identities must be rejected. UN. Anything that stops me from speaking my language, anything that stops me from not being arrested or from being arrested, basically, when I see an emir or an oba and I don't lie down before them, all those things are here. Britain is in breach. Nigeria is illegal. Because every convention known to man about the preservation of peoples and their cultures and their value systems was broken in Africa. You know, we are not intelligent. When I was advising, you know, they don't listen. People who are just greedy and selfish and envious. That is what envy does to you. I remember telling a group of people that wanted to go to court. I advised them, this court you're going to, this is how I want you to fight it. If you fight it this way, you win. Any other way, you will lose. And today they have lost. Based on exactly the things I told them, we are the Achilles heel of the case. I told them, take this very document with you, go to a Nigerian court and ask them a very simple question. Because if you ask a black man a very complex question, they won't understand. Complexity means a difficult question. And our man sitting in a court in the zoo will not be able to answer it or decipher it. So if you want to defeat Nigeria, this is what you do. When you go to court in the zoo, you ask them a simple question. Do I have the right to seek Biafra? A simple question, but loaded question as well. Don't ask for anything. If you walk into a court, you say to the court, based on this very document drawn up by the UN, which was agreed to by AU, Africa Union, assuming some of you believe in the stupid shenanigans that goes on there, do you think that I have the right to agitate for Biafra? Simple question. This man has to come back with a yes or no answer. And then you have won. But when you go there and say, oh, I want you to give me abandoned property. I want you to give me Biafra. A court can't give you Biafra. Are you daft? They can't give you Biafra. you're not even making a prima facie case. If you go to court and you ask them, do you think I have the right as a citizen of this world to seek the right of indigenous people of Biafra? The Hausa man has to answer you in a court of law, yes or no. If they say no, you continue going until you come out where men are civilized. All a judge has to do outside the zoo is to call for this very document from the UN. Once they have possession of the document, they will then say to you, yes, you do. And that opens the floodgate and nobody can stop Biafra from coming very easily. But you see, sometimes when you're envious and very greedy, your eyes and your mind will never ever behold the truth. That is the problem. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. Heaven and earth must bear us witness because we have come to worship heaven through our knowledge, our understanding, our propagation, our insistence on the absoluteness of Chukwu Abiam as our God. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, they have gone. They couldn't stay faithful. I don't expect them to. They could not remain. That was why we fought a war for 3 years and we abandoned everything and ran away. And Yamalete is why, buying and selling. And since then, up until now, have we ever recovered? The answer is no. Of course you can't recover because buying and selling is not a very good thing to do. Manufacturing is a good thing to do, but buying and selling is very, very bad. I must tell you that. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, please raise your voice. Are you afraid? Don't be afraid. This is Radio Biafra. The world is
evening,
listening.
Director.
Good evening. Your name and where
evening,
you are.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
This is my first opportunity to call him from the state right now.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Yes. There's this question. First of all, I thank you and I congratulate you for reviving the spirit of Biafran by telling them their rights, making them to know what they ought to know at the right time, because I believe this is the right time for them to know this. Director, I want to ask, because I'm from Ebonyi State, so when will people from Ebonyi State begin to listen to this Radio Biafra?
As soon as we are able, very, very soon, I told you, everywhere in Biafra land. Which part of Ebonyi State are we talking about here? Which part of Ebonyi State are we talking about?
Who precisely?
How far is it from Abakaliki? How many miles from Abakaliki?
To get to, I don't know. The mile is about 50 kilometers away.
50 kilometers away. That means we need to alter our technology to be able to carry the signal in one strike. It depends on where it is. It depends on where it is exactly, but we are doing everything we can. Enugu is now covered. Other places are not around Enugu itself, but all the way to Okozo. Okozo is getting it from one single relay station in Enugu. Okozo is getting it. So it depends. We are going to mountain. I'm sure they'll get it. I think after we need to cover Onisha. Hopefully, what is today? Today is Wednesday. By Sunday, Monday, Onisha should be covered with all that environs, Ozobol and all the rest of them. All that area will be covered. And then we go to Ebonyi. Yes, so we will cover Ebonyi State. Yes, we will. It will be before next weekend, depending if we raise the money, if people promised us money, if they give it to us, then we'll go and do it. It costs a lot of money. It's not easy. It's not a cheap thing to do. To propagate is not easy. But once we're able to do it.
Yes, why I'm saying this is because I started broadcasting this, as in informing people about this Radio Biafra, but they keep complaining that they are not getting signal from there.
Yeah,
so
but
I would be glad if
we shall do so. But you also tell them we are on satellite. I'm sure there are people around Ebonyi who are on satellite. There are people in Ebonyi who are on satellite. On satellite, you can receive Radio Biafra anywhere in Africa. Anywhere you are in Africa, once you have a decoder free to air, you can get Radio Biafra on it. And I'm sure there are many dishes because people in Ebonyi, they watch Liverpool and Chelsea. They watch Man United and Man City. They do on satellite. That same satellite can receive Radio Biafra. It doesn't, even if you have DSTV, anything you have that is a decoder can receive Radio Biafra on it. So all you need to do is to call an engineer to tune it for you. You get Radio Biafra on satellite. When you want to watch football, you watch football. Then after that, you can just, listen to Radio Biafra on TV, on satellite.
Thank you very much, my director.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm Chukwu Abiyama. Bless you. Thank you very much for that. And this is Radio Biafra. We have people calling us from right across the face of this very planet. And we are obliging them because Chukwu Abiyama asked us to come to preach this very wonderful gospel that his name may be revered right around this very earth. Despite everything that mankind is capable of doing, Biafra is going to come because it represents the closest you can get to heaven. That is why we must fight for it. And that is why I know for certain that Biafra will come. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, I can hear you. Director, good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah, it's very interesting. I've been listening to this program. Hello.
Thank you very much. And what is your name and where are you calling from?
Okay, my name is Nnachi.
Nnachi, who?
Nnachi, I'm calling from Nnachi Ndukwe.
Ndukwe, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Aba.
From Aba, thank you very much. Go ahead.
All right. I'm very interested in the program. I thank you so much for how it has been organized.
Thank you.
May God help you. May God help you.
You say?
Since this evening, this is my first time. I got you this evening, and I'm very interested. I've listened to you. Yeah, you have actually enlightened me. And I want you people to continue like this. Because many of us, we are illiterate. Some of us don't know what is happening. So from what I have gained this night, I am very grateful. I thank you so much. May you continue like that. You will ignite the spirit of your friends.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very
much. Thank you very much. Many of us don't know what is happening in Nigeria. We don't know. So we need this kind of enlightenment. It will go as a far. It will go so far in changing our lives, our thinking. We don't, like you have earlier said, many of us reason like animals, which is too bad. So please, more power to your elbow.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you,
bless you. Thank you very much for that. People are listening right across Biafra land, and we are pleased with their response, and we want them to continue. If you don't know what we are doing, then go and join us also on Facebook, Radio Biafra London, the largest in the whole world. The largest forum itself. Yes, the caller on the line, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Turn your system down. If you want to speak on Radio Biafra, please turn your system down. Turn it down, please.
Hello, my system is down.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
My system is down. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, my dear brother. Your name and where you're calling from?
My name is Ernest. I'm calling from Aba.
Ernest, who? What is your surname? Ahanago Bogene. What is your father's name? Ernest, can you hear me?
Chukwemeka.
Chukwemeka, go ahead, please.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Ernest Chukwemeka.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I can receive your frequency yesterday.
Thank you.
So
thank you.
I'm very, very impressed on what I heard. So I know that God is on your side.
Of course, he has
and
to
I
be.
I hope that you are also on God's side.
Of course.
Because with God, all things are possible. And
yes.
I hope that you will be on the right side of God and not like those who are on the wrong side, thinking that they are on the right side of God.
It is impossible. Chukwu Abiyama asked me to come. Thank you very much. Chukwu Abiyama asked me to come in Jerusalem, in the prison cell I was in detention, and also here in London. I am not somebody to undertake. I have said it before, you don't understand. If you have a wife as beautiful as mine, you will not go to work. Talk less of abandoning her to go and do any other thing. For me to leave her to go and do Biafra means that Chukwu Abiyama called me. Or else, I won't leave her to go anywhere. Am I stupid or am I mad? People need to understand that very, very clearly. This is Radio Biafra. They are receiving Radio Biafra at Mpo Junction in Anambra. Is that correct? Mpo Junction in Anambra, Mpo area, they are receiving Radio Biafra. Right now, as we speak, you can call your families over there and ask them, we are taking over. You know, I said our approach is not, I don't know how to put it, it's like an anaconda. To our enemies, very slowly, we will swallow you when you are alive and breathing. there is no mercy. Chukwuebem asked us to come to preach this gospel in truth and honesty. Ezioku kayana was Ezioma Chineke. In truth and honesty. That is what we do here. The lines are open. If you think otherwise, call, let's debate. As I assure you, you won't last up to 5 minutes. This is Radio Biafra. I have a caller on the line once again. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone, please turn your system down. Please turn your system down. Turn it down. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? They are not listening, are they? But they will get the hang of it very, very soon. We are live and we are direct. Humanity is listening. We are live, coming all the way from London, because we have come here to acquire the necessary equipment to go back and preach the gospel that heaven asked us to preach. I have callers everywhere. Good evening, please. Your name and where you are.
I'm calling from Mbitolu. My name is Chinonye Ukwe from Mbitolu, in the state of Biafra land.
Mbitolu, are you receiving Radio Biafra on FM?
I'm receiving from satellite.
From satellite. Mbitolu, satellite.
I just got ready today.
Yes.
Because I'm just, I'm really going evangelism to tell people about the Biafra radio.
Yes.
And tell me where can then get this from FM. I said that I don't know the particular channel, but I just go there to get a radio.
Yes.
A radio, what fever.
What?
Then yes. I now sleep for 3 minutes. I don't get the television in the state of land. I don't get the line.
This 97 points. You try from 97.6. You also try. Start trying from 94 point something. You know it is the zoo. Anything is possible. Start trying from there and see if you can get it.
I'm trying for this, but I don't get it. I start calling to the breast. But yes. His line is not going.
His line
then,
is not going.
You know, when I go to my television, I tell people about the radio Afra. Because the radio is the people that have satellites. I start giving them the number.
Yes.
And I use my hand to send it for them. For them to get it. Other people that need to get the channel. You know, people that can leave in his house by this time in the night. Come to have a come and listen to the radio Biafra because of the positive rules. So the threat to buy radio. So when they clip the negative, they have to I my own radio and I said to clip from the negative. They don't get the channel. So that's why I'm coming now.
Wonderful. That is wonderful. And we are going to do something about it. We are going to do something about it. Everywhere will be covered. Those not covered now will be covered when the nuclear weapon rises up. When the nuclear warhead itself is able to blast the zoo into smithereens, because we have come with one singular weapon, that is the truth. Ezioku Soso. I come here to prove to the British, if you're calling yourself a one Nigerian, you are an animal. I have it here. The British government broke every international norm by establishing the zoo that we call Nigeria today. Very, very bad indeed. And we shouldn't allow that to happen. Not next time in Biafra land, to allow a white man to travel all the way from Europe, come down and change your name from what Chukwuebem Abiama gave you into something that has no meaning. Nigeria has no meaning. It doesn't mean anything. It's like in America naming your daughter Shinequa. It has no meaning. It sounds like a female hybrid between a dog and a pussycat. Makes no sense, has no meaning. The zoo makes no meaning. That is why when they should be campaigning for votes, they are killing each other. When people should be dialoguing, they are throwing bombs at each other because they are not civilized, because they are incapable of civilization. And that is exactly what we are fighting against. The irresponsibility of the damnable Zoological Republic. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome each and every one of you. We are live. We are direct. We are broadcasting from London on this very day. Today's date is the 17th day of February in the year of our Lord 2015. The time here now is 8 minutes to 10 p.m. at night, and we must continue to take your calls. We have to continue taking them, and our Skype line is also open. Simply Radio Biafra, one word. Radio Biafra on Skype. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? If you can, this is Radio Biafra. Your name, please, and where you are. The caller on the phone.
Good evening. My name is Steven.
Good evening. Stephen who, sorry?
Chima, Stephen Chima.
Thank you very much. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Nigeria, Delta, Anioma.
Anioma is in Biafra land. Please go ahead.
Yeah, in Biafra land. Yeah.
Go ahead.
I didn't listen to the FM. I didn't receive it.
Yes.
So,
which part? Hold on. Which part of Anioma are you in?
I'm from, there's Anyocha on Chubo.
You're receiving radio Biafra on Chubo. That is before Abo. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Yes. So, I would like to be a member of a Biafra soldier or any security in Biafra. So, I would like to join. So, that's what I just wanted to contribute.
Okay, I have a telephone number to give you. Do you have a pen and paper? I have a telephone number to give you. Get a pen and paper, and I will give you that very number. Do you have a pen?
Yeah, and I have it.
I am going to give you, and this is for everybody listening. If you want to volunteer to fight in the army of Biafra to defend your country, if you want to help the army of Biafra in their effort and their quest, if you have anything to contribute, be it mentally, materially, or otherwise, this is the number to call. Please, if you are in Biafra land, this is the number to call. That very number is 090-907-76589. I repeat, 090-907-76589. 89. That is the number to call. And that goes for our brother as well, who just rang us now from Onitsugbo. I'm very happy. I said that Delta people, or Anioma, please, not Delta. Hi. Anioma people are hardcore Biafrans. They are more Biafran than you and I. After all, they gave us a Kumeku. And if you ask the British, those they feared most when they came to the zoo, they will tell you Ekumeku gave them a fight. We fought them, and where was Ekumeku? In Anioma. Very, very strong people. Very, very strong, I tell you. Fearless before their enemies. Anioma is very, very strong, and they are part of this very family. Right now, they are listening. We don't want to go to the zoo paper and write it as headline. Radio Biafra is now an FM. We don't need to advertise anything. As simple as that. By the time our enemies understand it, we have saturated the ground. And future freedom fighters will come and learn from us. Saturation. And as I say, we strangle, we constrict, and we swallow our enemies whole. Nothing is left of them. Ask those that tried, what became of them? Oblivion and ignominy. This is Radio Biafra. I have somebody also on the line. I have some of them on Skype. I want to take at least one Skype call. If I can take one Skype call, that will be fine. Let us try. The caller on the phone from the UK, remain where you are. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, one more time, can you hear me? No. They are not paying attention. I know where we are. The caller on the phone, please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, my able director.
Good evening, my dear brother.
Yeah, this is Benjamin Wokezike Onoha.
Thank you, Onoha. Thank you.
Yeah, it's very unfortunate that I come home. So before I could plan to come to you, I heard that you travel back to Europe.
Yes, I did.
And I fell sick when I travel home. In fact, you are a strong man. Home is horror. You know what is called horror. Home is horror. After 3 days, I was admitted in a hospital. They gave me a trip to sustain the horrible situation going on.
My goodness, it's a terrible place.
My people, Igbo people, they are shrinking like crayfish. I would have even shed tears for what I'm saying there. But nonetheless, I'm back here in Europe. So, in other hands, I have distributed about 250 flyers in Ikedu.
Yes.
So, and there's also Die Hard Biafrans. When they rushed and came to me, then I played our rally in Trafalgar Square.
Yes.
And they could saw me there, and everybody was very marvelous. Another thing I'd like to inform you is about in Imo State, there is Biafra flags all over the street, on top of, near the electric poles.
Yes.
But I couldn't see the rising sun very clear. The rising sun is not showing up very well.
It cannot be so clear. It can be clear, yes, because that is the enemies of Biafra.
I don't know the kind of trick Okorocha is using on them. And moreover, I nearly fought with my senior brother because I told him that he would be very, very Islamized by Okorocha. Because of the starvation going on, he said yes, even though he don't mind, because he's the only one that is doing something they see in their eyes. I told him that what Okorocha is doing for you people is what German is calling hocus pocus. More you look, less you see.
Of course.
So, that's the idea. So, my brother, I'm very happy and grateful. Me, I'm a member of Indigenous People of Biafra, and I'm back here in UK. And the only thing I want to contribute tonight is, please, remember Ikedru. I could remember one of my brother who called, he's in Bitoli. So Ikedru, they are not receiving the radio broadcast.
They will get it before next weekend inside Owerri town, because Okorocha did something inside Owerri. Our signal is bouncing off. We are transmitting from outside Owerri main town itself. But anytime our signal gets to Owerri, it is being diverted. It's going all the way to Olu Road itself.
Okay.
And not hitting Owerri main town and Ikedru and Mbitolu. That axis heading towards Okigo.
Correct.
It is something we intend to rectify before next week, Saturday. We intend to cover parts of Ebonyi, Abakaliki and environs. We intend to cover Onitsha and environs as well as Owerri. Those three areas are key for us, and we'll cover them. Please.
I'm very happy for that, because I bought this FM radio to many villagers so that they can listen. Even myself, I tried to turn it up, so I couldn't get it, and I have ordered my immediate senior to buy the satellite, as you said, and I have the whole numbers. I've given it to him to fix in our village as well.
I'm very grateful,
and continue our job, and what I promise you that I will give you. It's very unfortunate that I couldn't meet you home, but I'm still with it anyway. There's no problem. God bless you and bless all the indigenous people of Biafra. Thank you.
Thank you very much, my dear brother, and good evening to you. People are calling us from everywhere. The one on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, speak immediately. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
What is happening to the lines this evening? I can hear you as well, but it's distorted. Where are you? Are you in an aeroplane? It feels like you're on a train. Please try and call us back. Try and call us. I don't know what's wrong with our Skype this very evening. It's not been performing the way it should. Our Skype hasn't been performing the way it should. This is Radio Biafra, and we have not taken a call on Tango either. People are calling us on all other platforms apart from this. Please, very, very critical. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. We must therefore bring our program to a close. We have come to the end this evening. All our lines are going off. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 lines are very active. But unfortunately, we have come to the end of our program. I'm sure that my deputy Uchemefor will continue very, very ably tomorrow morning, and I shall return tomorrow evening as well. 7 p.m. here in London and also 8 p.m. in Biafra land. I thank each and every one of you. If you've been trying for months, you couldn't get through, try again tomorrow. We are live in the morning, I think about 7 a.m. in the morning, and also in the evening, 7 p.m. This is Radio Biafra, and I thank each and every one of you for having listened to us. And today, if you have not taken anything away from our broadcast, please take away this very thing. Nigeria is illegal. Even Britain is in material breach of international convention by setting up the zoo called Nigeria. Biafra is legal because Britain entered into an agreement with Biafra. Then you make up your mind. We want you to be reasonable. We want you to think properly for yourselves. And we want Biafra to be a civilized nation. That is why, to us, Biafra is more than a country. It is, in actual fact, a religion. I repeat, Biafra is my religion. I don't know for you where you go to, who you worship. Amahum Arosin Dio Chinese. As for me, Chukwa Biama is my God. That is why Biafra is my religion. Here on Radio Biafra is where I attend my own church service. Here on Radio Biafra. Because it is the temple and pinnacle of truth. Par excellence. Very, very important. Why is that the case? Because Chukwa Biama is our God. This same Chukwa Biama will guide, sustain, keep each and every one of you and your families in safekeeping. Because I want all of you to see Biafra. But more importantly, Chukwa Biama will also bless Biafra more than anything else, because Biafra is more important than everything in this world put together. I don't know for you, Biafra is my all and all. I will ask Chukwa Biama to sustain all of you till tomorrow evening or till tomorrow morning, as the case may be. But from me, from here, this very day, it is simply good evening.
Victor.